time for high school football coverage on Canvaland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Canvaland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Canvaland Radio.
And what a beautiful night it is for some high school football. My name is Cray Schilling. I'm joined here tonight with Aaron McAllister for a meeting between the 0-2 Horton Chargers against the Valley Falls Dragons. Now, we're going to start it off with a little information about Horton. Horton's first game of the season was an unfortunate loss against Jackson Heights, losing 42-6. And the last game they played was also a loss, 26-6, against McLeod. Their next three games after this one will be at Nemaha Central versus Minneapolis and at Riley County. So, I mean, tonight we're going to see an all-out brawl between these two teams, of course, battling it out for that Northeast Kansas League, as both teams have started out their season 0-2. But a little information on the Valley Falls Dragons. They also started out 0-2, losing their first game 46-16 against Atchison County, and also 42-6 against Troy. Junior quarterback Hayden Kearney started it 5-for-16 for 46 yards in that game, but eventually was pulled out due to an injury, which led to the running back Zach Evans coming in at quarterback, who went 4-for-8 for 96 yards and one interception. Evans was also the leading rusher that game, going for 6 carries for 18 yards. And I think we're going to see a very physical game tonight as both teams kind of are competing for their first chance at a victory this season. Obviously, this is a huge game due to their league. But, Aaron, what do you expect to come out here and see tonight?
Well, I think we're going to see a physical football game. As you mentioned, both these teams currently don't have a win. And so one of these two teams is walking out tonight with their head held high with some confidence. And one team is going to remain completely defeated. But it's a beautiful night for football here in Valley Falls. It should be a great game.
It is a great game. And like you said, it is a beautiful night. It's not too hot, not too cold. The sun is set. It's a cloudy evening. So, I mean, perfect temperature. And I'm excited to watch some football. I mean, do you have a choice in who you think is going to come out here and get the win tonight?
You know, I don't. But I think we're going to see a really physical game. I think it'll be pretty close. Both these teams really want to get that first win under their belt so they can start building some confidence. Really good opportunity for both teams here tonight.
And like we heard from on the coaches show, Horton actually lost to Valley Falls last year. So do you think that remains a chip on their shoulder coming into this game?
Well, they're going to want to come in here and get this victory on the road. Never an easy thing to do, hop on a bus and go play in a game. But I think both these teams here tonight are going to play with a lot of intensity, and they're going to try to get this first win.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. A big mystery remains kind of who we're going to see at quarterback tonight for the Valley Falls Dragons. And honestly, I think it has to be Zach Evans going forward. He looked phenomenal coming into that game against Troy. And the stats doesn't show it, but that game was a very close game. Valley Falls actually had the ball in the red zone 3 times that game and just weren't able to punch it in. I mean, if they score those 3 separate times, it's a completely different game. Now, for the Horton Chargers, I'm not sure. We haven't been able to find a whole lot of information on them. We haven't been able to watch a lot of their films. So I'm not really sure what to expect from them. I mean, they look huge on the offensive line, so I kind of expect them to come out and try to dominate in that run game.
Yeah, you know, they're big up front. They also seem to have a few more players out this year, so depth could be a factor there for Valley Falls. But I think both teams are really going to get it after it up front. Games are won on the line of scrimmage, and I think both teams are going to try to set the tempo early.
Yeah, definitely. And keep in mind, I mean, with the depth, Valley Falls has played 8-man football all the way until last year when they switched over to 11-man. And this district is still Horton's in 2A. The Valley Falls is just in 1A. So, I mean, of course, there's going to be a little bit of that player difference there. But other than that, I think that we are going to send it to commercial, and we're going to come back to you right after this.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
I am Christy Wilson with Kellerman Insurance. The insurance markets are seeing some turbulent times that you may see reflected in your premiums and coverages. As an independent agent, we represent multiple carriers, so give Kellerman Insurance a call to review your policies. We value each of our customers and strive to build a solid relationship with you. With over 123 years combined experience, we have also seen a thing or two and are here to help. Check out our website at kellermaninsurance.com.
Brandon Tamman joined by the Chargers football coach Andy Gwinnup. It is presented by Union State Bank. Coach, you get a league matchup on Friday night. You go on the road to Valley Falls. What do you know about this Valley Falls team, and what's kind of the expectation for this game this go-around?
Well, in the past and in this season, they like to throw the ball, and they have some fast kids, and it's going to be a great matchup for our secondary. They have number 30, who is very fast. Their quarterback throws a nice ball. I think they've had two guys placing quarterback. They have a quick pulling guard who gets out there and hits. Their linemen will get up on linebackers. Defensively, they run the football. This is a team that, you know, they have good athletes there. And whenever you run up against good athletes, you got a scheme situation where you might have a mismatch, and they'll find that one mismatch, and they'll exploit it the whole game. You have to play disciplined defense. And we gotta control the ball on offense. Can't let them have the ball.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate the time, what are just going to be a few keys and kind of expectations for this game against Valley Falls on Friday?
We got to find out where their playmakers are and make sure we have guys on them all the time. Otherwise, it's going to be a long game.
Andy Gwinnup, Horton Chargers head football coach, joining us. We appreciate it very much. Go get them on Friday night against Valley Falls, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Ron Kirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ron Kirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From paintless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Getting you ready for pregame between Valley Falls and Horton. I'm now joined by Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hostra. And, Coach, you guys' defense wreaked some havoc in your guys' loss last week against Troy. Tell us about what made your defensive line such a threat.
I have seen a lot of growth. Like I said, just week one to week two this year, especially last year to now, you know, having Coach Corder come over and work with the defense and give them instill all his knowledge in them. That's kind of where we're at, though, is that now, like, we have, you know, a great defensive coach working with these guys, and we got some kids that are starting to enjoy defense and want to go out there and tackle some guys. But it's just, you know, learning a new defense and learning new calls, getting new knowledge about, like, defensive IQ. But just, like, you know, like I said, there'll be some assignment busts and some missed tackles and, you know, those things happen. But yeah, we've got a couple kids that have been really standing out on defense. They've been flying to the ball. You know, they might be, fix their angle and be there. You know, they're currently a step behind the play, but they see it and read it and they just don't take a good angle to it, or they see it just 1 second too late and, you know, end up getting blocked. But they're watching film pretty well and, they're reading, reacting pretty quickly. And we're trying to get them to a spot where they can, just react and not have to think, because that's how several of our guys play best. AJ Reeves led us in tackles last week. He did awesome. Solomon is always a foundational rock. But even guys, Flint Seymour is playing fast. Duncan Alvarenga had a really good game at corner. Carter Pickerel has been flying around the ball, so it's really reassuring, especially since all those kids, except Solomon, that I just named are sophomores, that like they are, you know, almost age-wise JV players almost, but they got so much varsity time last year and are getting such get the knowledge in this new system now that they'll be pretty good players.
Here with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra. And coach, I want to talk about this Horton team because, like you guys, they are 0-2 as well. They've played some really good competition, as you guys have, and they have a first-year head coach. So what are your thoughts on this matchup and where you guys stand? How competitive do you think this game is going to be?
I think it'll be very competitive. I know that they were our only win last year, so I know that they've been in revenge mode and had us circled on the calendar since then. But, yeah, they're physical on film. They come in and do a lot of downhill option side sort of things. They got a sweet fullback. He runs fast, plays middle linebacker for them, does a good job. So, yeah, it'll be competitive. It'll be some hard hitting, who can stop the run. And hopefully we can get out and use our space and sideline what we're good at against them too. And, you know, it'll be our first home game, so it'll be a good benefit for us and get out underneath our own lights. We'll see how it goes, but I expect it to be a great game, very competitive, and a lot of fun.
Should be a good one. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck against the Chargers.
Thank you.
That was Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra here on your pregame coverage. Be sure to stay tuned because kickoff is coming up next here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire. 785-362-8473 or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
KNZA.
Welcome back to KNZA 103.99. My name is Chris Schilling. I'm joined here with Aaron McAllister here at Valley Falls, Kansas. And I mean, I think we're in for a great game. Like you heard Coach Hofstra saying, it's going to be physical. They came away with the win last year, so I guarantee it's going to be a close one here as Horton tries to get revenge for last year. But, I mean, Aaron, anything really stick out to you during that coach's interview?
Well, Coach Hofstra mentioned this is their first game at home for the Valley Falls Dragons, and it's always nice to get back home on your own home turf, try to get a nice bounce-back win here as the Dragons are 0-2. And it should be a really good contest here tonight, correct?
Yeah, I totally agree, and it's got to feel good. I mean, coming into a game that everyone's expecting to be a very competitive game, you know, two teams fighting for that first win in their same division, I mean, it is going to be a great one here tonight. Now, Hofstra also did mention that, you know, they've kind of been banged up a little bit, not really sure about that quarterback position tonight, but it looks like we are going to start the national anthem here. So we're going to send it back to commercial.
American State Bank is proud to be a sports bank local. We assist you with all of your athletes, kids, and employees to the final commitment for both the 24 and 10 minutes to reach their end. Let's join this commitment. Take the American State Bank to your first book customer. A commitment to their service, competitive pricing, and convenient access. Join the way to the American State Bank and help them get more than a support bank. Bring down the line at bsbcareers.com.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? No way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights.
Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support. Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Hannah Deegan, the frontline manager at the Farmers State Bank. We have a new product that we're excited to share with everyone. We've partnered with Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, to bring you a fast, safe, and easy way to send and receive money with your friends, family, and people that you trust. Zelle is a safer option than other person-to-person payment solutions because it goes through the banking system. Zelle, another thing to like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds, and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service, and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meats meet satisfaction.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Duran and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Duran with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice. Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
My name is Cray Schilling, and I'm joined here with Aaron McAllister live from Valley Falls High School for a game against the Valley Falls Dragons versus the Horton Chargers. As they're getting the coin flip underway, Aaron, I mean, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, the game's getting ready to get underway. We got the coin toss going on right now. It is a beautiful night here in Valley Falls, Kansas. Really can't complain a lick about the weather as we get ready to get underway.
Yeah, they already got the lights on. I mean, it's a beautiful night. You can't ask for better weather. It is a cloudy night, so the temperature is not too hot. It doesn't get much better than this in a small town, Kansas.
Where would you rather be on a Friday night than watching some Friday night like football? Small town, high school football, there's nothing better than that.
No, there really isn't. Food's good. You know,
weather is phenomenal. Getting ready to watch a physical football game, nothing better.
It's awesome. The Valley Falls Dragons are out here tonight in the all black with a little bit of a yellow striping as the Chargers are here in their all whites with a silver lid. Now as we wait for the coin toss. Decision. Looks like Valley Falls is going to start with the football. Horton's going to be starting with the football. As they're ready to get this football game underway, they're all jumping up into the pile. They're getting excited for a good night of football. Again, a little questionable at that quarterback position. Not really sure who's going to start tonight, either the senior Zach Emmons or the junior, I'm pretty sure. Attorney. What do you think, Aaron?
Well, Craig, the one thing I know is when you're undefeated, the best way to get that monkey off your back is to start fast. So both teams are looking to start this game really fast, really fly around the field, play physical, try to minimize mistakes, play within themselves, and try not to commit too many turnovers or penalties because that's what can cost you. Valley Falls playing their first game here at home under their lights on their turf. Looking for them to get started in the right direction real quick here tonight.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And the best way to win a football game is just don't beat yourself up. You know, limit those turnovers, limit those penalties, and just see what you can do if you just play perfect football and you come out here and you just limit every mistake you make. Valley Falls is getting ready to kick off the ball. again in their all-black uniforms with that yellow stripe down the sides, black helmets. Zach Evans getting ready to kick the ball. There's a whistle. Make sure everyone's ready to go, and this kick is away. It's a little pooch kick. It's down to the 30-yard line. That ball is going to go out of bounds, and that will be a penalty to start the game. Looks like the referee got hit first play.
Game is starting off physical.
Yeah, no joke. Referee goes down first play. Looked like a complete accident, just didn't turn his head and didn't see him, but we're going to see this Horton football team get off to a hot start here, I think. I think they're going to come out here and they're going to run the ball. They've thrown the ball, it sounded like, quite a bit in the past couple games, but, you know, I think definitely you want to come out here and start dominant. You want to get on the ground and you want to prove your dominance up front. Of course, Horton starting 0-2 on the season, not really how you would like to start it off, but yet trying to find their footing here in the third game. As honestly, Aaron, we're almost halfway through the season.
Yeah, we're about a third of the way through with this season after tonight's games. Goes by really fast every year, it seems like. You know, these high school seniors just soaking in their last season of high school football. And it's really a special time for everyone involved.
Yeah, just kind of getting their last opportunity to maybe ever play the game of football again. They're going to start it off with the running back, Austin Hooper, up the left side. As he breaks the tackle, keeps going, and he's going to be tackled right around the 47-yard line. So good for a gain of about 6 yards on that one. Of course, Austin. Excuse me. That would be Talon Hooper on that carry. Good for a gain of 6 yards on that carry. That will bring up second and about four. Back in the gun. Snap taken, handed to him again as he goes up the middle, breaks the tackle, and he's able to pick up the first down as he fights.
Run the ball right up the gut there on
right
that one.
Right up the gut.
Got downhill really quick.
As he's going to be about at the opponent's 48-yard line, as that will move the chains for a Horton first down.
Horton starting off exactly how they'd want to, picking up a first down, physical run right up the middle.
Yeah, you're totally right. I mean, you can't ask for a better start than that. You also got the senior Zach Bowler in the backfield, hasn't gotten a carry yet, but you see him right back there with Hooper. Quarterback takes the snap, hands this one off, as he's going to get his lane and bring it down right around the opponent's 29-yard line. That will move the chains again for Horton as they're coming out here and just asserting themselves dominantly in this game.
Horton's running backs are getting downhill really, really quick out here tonight, and that's just a testament to the offensive line making a hole and moving guys off of the line of scrimmage, which is going to be a key to this game.
Yeah, I totally agree. That was Hooper again on that carry. That will be a gain of, goes in the books as 12. Handoff goes number one on the left side. That is Zach Bowler. Good for a gain of about 6 yards on that carry. I mean, so far, Horton just can't make a mistake. I mean, their line is dominating up front, getting a push every single time. As you can see, the gaps opening on that field. Aaron, is there a change that you think this defense needs to make, or what needs to happen to get a stop here early in this game?
Well, Valley Falls needs to try to control the line of scrimmage a little bit better. They're getting pushed off of the line pretty quickly. We have a cutback there.
There goes Talon Hooper up to about the 20-yard line. We'll see if that moves the chains, and it will. They're going to say that is a gain of about 6 yards for him. Horton again. Comes down that same set. Three running backs in the backfield. Quarterback under center. He takes the snap, hands the ball off. As he's going to get a push up the middle, tries to truck one defender, and it gets taken down, but he's still good for a gain of about 8 yards on that play. Grant Meyer with a great stop there, just breaking down, being able to make a tackle right there. It will be at the Valley Falls 9-yard line. comes out in shotgun, hands the ball up right up the middle. That's Zach Fuller, goes in, and he's in the end zone for a touchdown. That is about a 6-yard rush for Zach Fuller as he starts this game off 6-0 in favor of the Chargers. As the two-point conversion attempt here is going to be successful. Dalton Knight on the carry. That is the junior for Horton, as that will be 8-0, ending that first drive for Horton. And we're going to send it to commercial and come back to you for the Horton kickoff.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Fulton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And we're going to send it to Aaron for the drive summary on this one.
Yeah, Horton capped off that first drive with about a 9-yard touchdown by Zach Bowler, a senior there for Horton. Horton wasted no time moving the ball down the field, only about a 3-minute drive there for the Chargers. 2-point attempt was good, and we've got an 8-0 ball game starting off.
Starting off the ball game, yeah. So our drive summary is brought to you by Wilson Tires. When selection and service matters, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tires and Fulton. You can't ask for a better start than that. I mean, they came out there and dominated the line.
No, you really can't. Not a single pass attempted there on that drive. Horton really kind of controlling the line of scrimmage up front. As every single play was a rush, picking up quite a few first downs there.
And you heard Coach Hofstra as the kick is about to go underway, so we'll stop for a second. This is a decent kick that is going to be caught it right around the 35-yard line as he tries to cut it back upfield. Good for about the 38-yard line for the Valley Falls Dragons. But anyway, you heard Coach Hofstra talking a little bit about coming into this game, and, you know, they said, hey, Horton's fast. They like to throw the ball quite a bit. And they didn't throw the ball once on that entire possession. So I don't know if maybe it was just Horton wanted to come out and prove themselves that they can run the ball and they will if needed. But so far for a pass-heavy team, they did not throw the ball.
Yeah, ground and pound attack from Horton right off the rip here as Valley Falls starts their first offensive possession.
Quarterback back in shotgun. Takes a snap. He's going to run the football. Cut it to the outside and able to make a man miss and go out for a gain of 0 yards. It doesn't look like he was able to pick anything up there. Kind of just able to take it as no gain, no loss. So right back to where you started. Get ready for your next play. That was Zach Evans in at quarterback. Questionable if Kearney was going to be back to play tonight, and it does not look like he will. As they're in the huddle. Lights again on. Beautiful night for some football here at Valley Falls. Quarterback in the gun. He's ready to take the snap. There's a motion on that left side. Give up the middle. That is a pretty good run play. Good for a gain of about 50 yards. That will be number 12, Solomon Drinkwitz.
Great little run up there, or right up the middle there from Drinkard. Really physical right off the rip for the offensive line there, and that's what Valley Falls has to do if they're going to want to cut this early lead from Horton.
Yeah, definitely. You're going to want to see a lot more physical runs in this game. This will bring up third down at about 4 yards to go. You almost wonder if they got to throw the ball here. They're going to come out and gun again. They have two receivers to the right. senior quarterback takes a snap, rolls out to the right, looks to throw it, decides not to, tucks it and runs it, and he's going to pick up the first and a lot more. Makes one man miss, cuts back to the midfield, and he's brought down right at about the 37-yard line.
Big time scramble there.
Chargers territory. Yeah, huge time, huge time scramble.
Made a couple guys miss there.
We're going to call that a gain of about 20. Excuse me, 20. Set his second rush attempt on the game. Zach Evans at quarterback on the scramble. As they're going to bring out three receivers to the left. Zach Evans at quarterback. Gets ready, takes the snap, drops back, looks to throw, throws it, open receiver to the left. Tries to make a quick cut, but unable, and he just kind of falls over right there, but it's okay. I mean, as long as you catch on to the, hold on to the ball. Still a gain on that possession, or on that play, so that will bring up second and about 7 yards to go.
Yeah, pretty nice catch there. Just kind of lost his footing here, trying to make a play after the catch, but lost his footing and slipped there. Valley Falls would have really liked to have picked up some yardage right there.
Yeah, definitely, and I don't know. See, where I'm from, it was raining all day. I don't know if it's rained here, but you almost wonder if it kind of makes a difference if it had. Back to snap. Here's the handoff. Up right up the middle, able to break off a defender and keep his legs moving as he's still up. Great run there by Solomon Drinkert.
Yeah, nice physical run there, breaking a couple tackles, getting those yards after contact, which is huge if you're going to run the ball right up the middle. Getting them within striking distance of a first down here.
Yeah, definitely. This will bring up third and about four to go for the Valley Falls Dragons. As here we go, Zach Evans still in at quarterback. Back. They're going trips to the left, three receivers left. Takes back, takes the snap, looks to pass, looking, throws, middle, caught. That's Myers again, able to make one man miss, bounces it all the way to the right as he's going to get into the end zone. What a burst of speed there as he's able to just break off a defender and beat the entire team out wide. That will be a 30-yard catch and run for Myers. Grant Myers, the junior.
Yeah, great run after the catch there by number 13, Grant Meyer, as he caught it going left to right, made a couple guys miss, got around the edge, and got in for six.
Yeah, I mean, great move there. He had a little stiff arm to start the run after the catch, and then after that it was just all speed from there, not really able to do a lot to keep up with that kind of speed. Here's Valley Falls. They look like they're going to be going for two. Three receivers in the backfield as they're going to hand the ball up right up the middle to Solomon Drinkert. And that will be a no good on the two-point attempt. As we're going to send it to break as we get ready to come back for this Valley Falls kickoff.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
And we're going to start here with Mr. McAllister for a drive summary.
Yeah, Valley Falls cuts the gap a little bit there with a 30-yard touchdown reception by number 13, Grant Meyer. About a four-minute drive there as the score is 8-6 with Horton still leading the home Valley Falls Dragons.
Yeah, and you know, that's exactly how we expected them to kind of respond back. We're expecting a very close game here tonight. Both teams, of course, fighting for their first win of the season. As again, thank you to Aaron for our drive summary, and thank you to our sponsors, Wilson Tires. When selecting in service matters, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tires in Holton. There's got to be no better feeling than that, right? Just breaking off a big play, cutting it right, having no one touch you straight into the end zone.
Not that I've ever experienced it, Cray. That would be a really, really, I feel like it'd be an enjoyable experience.
You know, I think I remember you playing intramural flag football, so I don't know if you ever scored in that either, but it's got to count for something, right?
It does. We actually got second last year.
Oh, you got to point that out. Yeah, of course. Valley Falls steps back to kick. Zach Evans kind of doing everything for this team as he steps back to kick, fires a deep one right at about the 20-yard line, cuts it upfield. As he's going to bring it to the left and go out of bounds. We're going to see where they mark it here, but a great return on that kickoff. That was number 80, Tavon Cabe, for the Horton Chargers.
Yeah, nice little return there by the Chargers. Got some blocks up front, and starting off with pretty solid opening fielding or field position.
Yeah, definitely. They're going to start out with the ball at the 35-yard line. You know, if you're Horton, do you come out here and keep running the ball until they prove they can stop you?
I think you have to, Cray. I think you keep trying to dominate up front, and you keep the ball on the ground. Putting the ball in the air creates more opportunity for turnovers, and I think we're going to see Horton continue to go with this ground and pound.
Here we go, three running backs in the backfield. Bobbled snap, still hands the ball up as he tries to go over the top. Tried to hurdle a man, but it was unsuccessful. Leg getting caught last second.
Still a nice, pretty nice little recovery there after a bobbled snap. Still managed to get the handoff, and a nice positive gain there.
Yeah, that is Dalton Novis on the carry. Good for a gain of about 6 yards. Obviously, I mean, you want to get that hurdle successful because that would look great on a highlight film. Regardless, Horton's going to start with the ball. Yeah, and they take this snap. A little misdirection, hands it off to the right side. Good for a gain of about 8 yards. They're going to pick up the first down on that run. Might have been a little more. Kind of hard of seeing, so bear with me here a little bit.
The Chargers are doing a great job of moving the chains here early. Not a lot of resistance on the Valley Falls side, but I think the Dragons can make some adjustments here and try to get a stop.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I'm kind of curious to see what they come out here and try to do differently to stop this team. There goes Hooper with a run up the right side as he keeps his legs moving. We'll see where they mark the ball here. So far, it looks like it'll be a gain of about 4 yards. As you know, you get a big guy like that running the football, and he's hard to just bring down. It'll take multiple guys like that when you just got a big, strong running back like that, almost like a Jerome Bettis type of guy.
You know, Cray, I was going to say more like Mike Allstott, but still a pretty good comparison.
Yeah, I'm a Patriot fan. I would like James Devlin, too, there. There's a handoff right up the middle. As he will be tackled for a gain of no yards there, waiting to see who carried that ball. That will be number 20, Dalton Noyce.
Great play fake there. Kind of had me fooled there.
Yeah,
I thought the
honestly,
ball was going right up the middle. Well-executed play.
They're definitely bunching. Their offense is very bunched together, so it's kind of see who's getting the ball each time. But, I mean, the three running backs, Noyce, Fuller, and Hooper, are definitely carrying their weight. As here goes Fuller up the middle as he's tackled for a gain of about 2 yards. We'll see where they mark it. And it looks like there was a fumble on the play, but
seems to be some confusion out on the field.
Yeah.
The refs are going to get together and discuss this.
Not really sure as a Valley Falls player ended up with the football after that play, but
seems like Horton is going to maintain possession.
Seems like, yeah, they're just going to call it Horton's ball.
They're going to go for it here on fourth down.
There's going to be a little confusion on the field, as that's going to lead to a Valley Falls timeout. They're going to have to burn a timeout there as there was a little confusion and they had 12 players on the field. So, coming up after this timeout, this will bring up about fourth down and 4 yards to go. So, Aaron, I mean, what do you think about this game so far?
Well, it's been physical, like we said in the pregame. Horton is doing a really nice job running the ball effectively, running the ball on first down and picking up quite a few yards, making it easier to convert those second, third downs. You know, every team wants to get into third and short situations. Opens up a lot in the playbook, and it's much more manageable than those second and longs, and especially those third and longs. As we haven't seen Horton attempt a pass yet, maintaining, keeping those drives long, burn some clock, is going to be huge for him going forward. And I'd like to see how Valley Falls is going to respond here on defense.
No, I definitely agree. And you got to be wondering, so before that play got called dead, they were actually running a play, and it looked like it was a run play. But you got to wonder, like, do they come out here and pass because everyone's expecting a run like you just ran it? Or what do you do here?
Well, on fourth down and about 3 or 4 yards here, I think you stick to the run game. Maybe some misdirection with a counter-type play, could see a pulling guard. But I think Horton's probably going to stick to the ground here.
Yeah, I definitely agree. As I mean, their backfield is causing a lot of confusion as there's 3 running backs back there, so they've been going with multiple misdirections and just kind of leaving everyone guessing on each run play. As here's the quarterback, goes back, snaps the ball as it was fake, and he's going to get tackled for a loss. That will be turnover on downs. That will be Valley Falls football from their 43-yard line.
Number 15, Duncan Alvarenga, making a huge stop there, blowing up the play. It'll be dragging football.
Yeah, I mean, what a way to come up. Huge there for the defense. We were right. They ducked on the snap, and nobody really saw him with the football except Alvarenga, and he comes up huge and makes a huge tackle for loss to give Valley Falls the ball back and maybe a chance to go out here and get a lead in this game. Of course, it's their first home game of the year. Zach Evans, gun. There are 3 receivers to the right of him. Gets back in his cadence. Takes the snap. Looks to throw the ball. Scrambles right. Little stutter step, and he's going to take off. And he's going to gut up the right side. Wow, I thought he was going out of bounds, and then he just kind of takes a last-second burst there as he finds the corner and able to gain a little bit more than that.
Yeah, really nice run. The scramble game has been working really well for Evans here. You know, these design passes can turn into runs pretty quickly, especially when you have an athlete like number 30. Evans there, running the ball, playing quarterback for you.
Yeah, and he's definitely looked phenomenal up to this point. I mean, already a passing touchdown, and you really can't complain with the legs either on him, as he is 2 rushes for 22 yards to start off this game. Excuse me, after that rush, he is 3 rushes for 33 yards.
Both teams running the ball pretty effectively, just doing it in different ways.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. I mean, Valley Falls kind of relying on that big play capability. Is there to run straight up the middle. It wasn't touched until about the 35-yard line, as that won't quite move the chains, but it'll be pretty close. Call it a gain of about 8 on that run. Drinkard on the carry. He seems to be the lead back so far in this game for Valley Falls.
Really nice run up the middle there from Drinkard.
I think everyone was guessing pass, and they kind of drop back in that trips look yet again. And usually when they come out in that trips look, they've thrown the ball so far. But
on second and short here, if you're looking for a play-action pass here, a lot of coaches really love to do that in these short situations. And they come out empty, though, as they come out empty, no running backs in the backfield.
I'm a huge fan of the empty. That's going to be a tight end sweep as he cuts it off the left side, and he's going to cut it all the way down, and it will be a touchdown. I don't think anybody saw that coming. Zach Drinker. Excuse me, Solomon Drinker on that carry. Good for 35 yards and a touchdown. I've never seen the play quite like that before. It's just a simple tight end sweep out of the backfield where quarterback just takes the snap and he hands it off, cuts the left side of the field, and he basically went in untouched.
Yeah, we saw a great burst of speed there to get the edge and punch that one in for 6.
As here's the two-point attempt, Ken. The two-point attempt that he's going to throw a little stopper out as number 10 is putting in a crazy effort, as it will not be good for the two-point conversion. That is Brady Neal
on the 2 points. As that will be a 12-8 ball game with about 2 minutes left in this first quarter, as we're going to send it to commercial.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meats meet satisfaction.
KNZA.
My name is Chris Schilling, and I'm joined here with Aaron McAllister here at Valley Falls. We're doing this game live. It is 12-8 with about 2 minutes left in the first quarter, as Valley Falls does have the lead here at home today. Aaron, what do you think about that last drive?
Well, that last drive was capped off by a Solomon Drinkard 30-yard touchdown, four-play drive to give the Dragons a 12-8 lead in this ballgame early on here with about 2 minutes to go left in the first.
You know, two huge plays there to help them get into the end zone, and that drive summary was brought to you by Wilson Tires. When selection and service matters, choose Terry and Wilson Wilson at Wilson Tires in Holton. Here we go. Zach Evans getting ready to kick the ball off to a Horton Charger down, as that's another decent kick. That ball travels to about the 15-yard line, as he's going to cut it up the left side of the field, and he's going to be teared out of bounds right around the Horton 33. Not the best field position to start for Horton, but, you know, like you said, you kind of want to milk some clock here.
Well, and they've been moving the ball down the field pretty easily here. The run game has really been working for them, as they have not yet attempted a pass in this first quarter.
Do you think someone changes this drive?
I think they're going to stick with what's been working for them. That last drive, they really did some nice things, just didn't capitalize on fourth down.
I totally agree. Is there three running backs in the backfield? Going to be a handoff as one tackle is broken as he bounces out to the left, and he's only going to gain about 1 or 2 yards on that carry. Amazing broken tackle there. You can hear the pads pop from up here, but only able to break it off for a gain of about 2 yards on that one.
Yeah, that easily could have been a negative yard play. But keeping the feet moving through contact helped him get about 1 or 2 there.
Zach Bowler again on the carry. We're going to have two running backs in the backfield on this one. Handoff, left side. He's going to cut it right up the middle. He's going to stay on his feet. Zach Bowler able to pick up the first down. That'll be a gain of about, we're going to call it 8 yards. We're going to call it 9 yards on that carry. They're going to pick up the first down. And like you said, Aaron, I mean, they're just coming out here and they're running the football every chance that they get. No need to pass the ball yet. I mean, they look physical up front, and they're dominating this offensive or this defensive line of Valley Falls so far.
Yeah, they're doing a great job of getting a push, an initial push right off the line of scrimmage, Cray.
Here's a snap. It's going to be bobbled. That ball is going to be on the ground, and Bowler decides to just fall on it and fight the loss there. Can't afford to fumble and snap at this point in the game. I mean, I guess still pretty early, but you never want to see that happen, as that will be a loss of about 5 yards on that play.
Yeah, a little bit of a high snap there. Really great job by Horton to get on top of that, though. That's an easy way to change the momentum and shift that in Valley Falls' favor if they pick that up right there.
Here we go. Quarterback snaps. Hands the ball off left side. Fuller able to keep it up, and it doesn't even matter because he's going to get a gain of about 17 yards on that carry. Zach Evans on the stop there, but just a little bit too late. As what an effort there. I mean, he's just dunking his head and running through anybody he can.
Yeah, Bowler is hitting the hole really, really hard tonight as this Horton ground and pound continues to keep working for him.
Yeah, definitely working in their favor so far, as they're going to come back, three running backs in the backfield. Gets ready, takes the snap, hands it off to Hooper. Hooper's going to be the lead blocker. They even got me on that misdirection. I'm telling you, it's hard to follow. That's going to be Noyce on the carry.
you know, that misdirection, Cray, it makes things really difficult for the linebackers of Valley Falls to read their keys and to get downhill and fill a hole.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They're going to give him a gain of 11 on that carry. As that will be end of the first quarter. Valley Falls leading it here, 12-8 at the end of the first, and we're going to send it to commercial, and we'll be right back after this.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Candaland Radio.
As we are back here at Valley Falls, my name is Cray Schilling. I'm joined with Aaron McAllister as we are going to give you a score update brought to you by Holt House Auto House. How many Holt House Auto House vehicles have you seen today? As at the end of one quarter, Axel is up on Clifton Clyde 22-0, and Nemaha Central is leading Perry after one quarter 12-0. Gordon's going to start the second quarter. The ball at right around the opponent's 30-yard line. Takes a snap, hands the ball right up the middle to Noyce. Noyce able to keep fighting, keeping his legs and moving. As we've seen a lot of that tonight from the Horton Chargers, as they're just able to keep those legs moving and pick up every yard you see after contact.
Well, a testament to that, Cray, is how well the offensive line is taking care of business up front. They're creating holes, giving them gaps to run right through. And as you said, these Horton Charger running backs are really doing well after contact. Their feet have not stopped moving the entire game.
Yeah, that was his fourth carry of the game. Good for 23 yards from him. Leading rusher is Zach Buller. Six rushes for 50 yards for the Horton Chargers. They line up. Buller and Hooper in the background. There's going to be some confusion up front. Looks like it will be encroachment on the defense.
Valley Falls wants to maintain this lead. They're going to have to try to minimize mistakes like that. Can't be jumping off sides as we move on in this drive.
Yeah, you're totally right, as that's going to bring up second and short. Same play looks like, as they're going to give the ball up to Hooper. As Hooper swung down, looks like he's able to pick up the first down, and he is, as it will be first and about 19 to go, or excuse me, first and 10 to go from the 19-yard line. As Hooper and Buller are still in the backfield, Hooper running in at that fullback spot, it looks like. He's going to take the ball, hands off to Buller. Buller able to find a little hole up the middle, and he just runs it to right about the 11-yard line.
These Horton running backs are doing a really great job of hitting the hole, being explosive right off of the take or the carry. And they just keep moving their feet, they keep chopping, and we got a little bit of a push from the offensive line there, and if you're a Horton Charger fan, you love to see that.
Yeah, you definitely do. That was a game good for about 7 there, as it will line up at the 8-yard line. Here goes Noyce right up the middle. Quick snap, tried to catch them sleeping, it looked like, a little bit there. They hurry to the line, as they're going to call that a gain of 3 for a first down, as that will bring up first and goal.
These offensive linemen for Horton are playing very physical up front, and they're giving the Valley Falls defensive line a little bit of a problem here early.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Here's a snap, a little misdirection. As that was a quarterback keeper by the quarterback, Jackson Moen. second and goal here, wouldn't be surprised if we saw a little bit of a play-action pass. I know we haven't seen Horton throw the ball yet, but they've been doing great with a lot of their misdirection concepts early on. Yeah, I agree. I would like to see a pass here. Kind of line up again. Fuller at running back. As he's going to take snap. Excuse me, that's Noyce. As he gets the ball up the middle. Gain of a couple there. That's going to bring up third down and goal yet to go for the Chargers. They still have about 4 yards to go there. Only gain of about one there for Noyce.
One thing to mention with Horton giving so many different guys some carry opportunities to keep all three of them fresh. And this Valley Falls defense might be getting a little worn down here. This has been a very long drive.
It's a great way to look at it as they've kind of dominated so far as there goes right up the middle. And Zach Buller is going to find his way into the end zone barely. Did not look like he was all the way in there, but they're going to call it a touchdown as that will make it a 14-12 game.
Yeah, nice physical run there from Bowler. Line getting a really great push there. It looks like they're going to go for two here, Gray.
And this is huge if you get the two-point conversion here. Obviously going up by more than a field goal is huge here. So we'll see. Three running backs in the backfield. They're going to hand it off. Noyce up the left side. He's going to walk in for a touchdown. Defender on his back, it didn't matter. He's just too strong as he carries them into the end zone. So with about 8 minutes and 58 seconds to go here in the second quarter, that will be Valley Falls 12, Horton Chargers 16, as we're going to send this break, and we'll be right back with you after this.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
As after that scoring drive from the Horton Chargers, that will make the score 16-12 as we're going to take it to Aaron for our drive summary.
Yep, Horton senior Zach Bowler capping off a 14-play drive with a short little rushing touchdown there and the two-point good from Noyce. Really great drive, took quite a bit of time off of the clock as we have about 8 minutes and 58 seconds left here in our second quarter as Horton prepares to kick off.
Thank you, Aaron. And, of course, that drive summary is brought to you by Wilson Tires. When selection and service matter most, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tires in Holden. Here we go. You know, it's been a high-scoring game up to this point.
Yeah, both teams are really finding some success on the offensive side of the ball. Both teams limiting mistakes. Haven't seen a forced turnover yet. We have seen one turnover on downs by the Chargers. But they are 2-for-2 on scoring drives when entering the red zone.
As here's the kick, and it's a nice little pooch kick right at about the 30-yard line as he cuts it up the field. And there's a fumble on the field. Not sure. It looked like a Horton Charger was able to hop on top of it. Excuse me. No, that was a Valley Falls Dragon was able to hop on his own fumble after fumbling that ball. They will start the ball with the ball at the 37-yard line. And the Dragons have had a lot of success on both facets of the offense so far, running and throwing the football. What do you think they come out here and do in this second?
Well, I think they're going to stick to what they've been doing, is they've been mixing it up nice. Now, both teams have been really effective running the ball, but they're doing it in completely different ways. Horton's more of a physical ground and pound in your face type of approach. And Valley Falls is really spreading them out wide, doing a lot of wide outside run concepts here, a lot of quarterback run with a scramble game.
Exactly, as we have two receivers lined out right as the quarterback looks to pass, and then he's going to decide not to, cut it up the right side of the sideline. So we're going to see where he stepped out there. It looks like they're going to mark him at right around the 48-yard line, as they're going to call that a first down. They're going to move the chains on that one. Nice little rush there by Zach Evans, senior quarterback.
as that was his fourth rush of the game for 43 yards.
Yeah, the thing about these scrambles, Cray, is the Chargers are their corners and their secondary unit. They're dropping back to pass and cover their zone or their man. And Evans is really just running around the edge and scrambling, using that speed to set the edge and pick up a lot of first downs with the legs here.
Yeah, it's definitely hard, especially when you have your back turned as there's a receiver going in motion, as they're going to flip pass to number 15. That will be Duncan Alvarenga. Good for a gain of about 1 yard there. Not too much to show for it, but a nice little play design there.
Yeah, it looked like Horton had maybe seen that play in the film room and knew what was coming there as they stopped that one pretty quick. You know, those hop passes like that with motion can be kind of hard to defend sometimes, especially when you have athletes on the outside running inside doing that.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and that was Alavanga's first carry of the game. Only good for a gain of about 1 yard, as this will bring up second down. They're going to go two receivers left, one receiver right, as they're going to look to pass. Zach Emmons scrambles outside of the pocket, looks for an open receiver, chucks it downfield, and he is an open receiver, but the ball is dropped. He had him open, maybe underthrew that ball by just a hair, but just bounces off the hands there.
Yeah, if you're number 10, Brady Nellis there, you'd love to have that one back. Kind of a tough catch there, but hits the hands. You definitely want to bring those in and pick up those yards for your team.
Yeah, I mean, again, ball was just a little underthrown in my opinion. Definitely a hard catch, having to dive back towards the football, but he had him open. That's just a play that you have to make. That will bring up third and about 9 to go for the Valley Falls Dragons. That was quarterback Zach Evans' third pass attempt. He has 2 completions on the game for 33 yards. But also he has 43 yards rushing so far in this game. He takes a snap, looks to pass, decides to scramble out of the pocket, pump fakes, decides to tuck and run it, as he's going to try to make one man miss, and he might have enough for the first down there. Do that little extra effort of a little back juke there.
Yeah, that's going to be really close. Going to come down to where the ref spots the ball. Looks like he's signaling, yep, that is going to be a first down for the Dragons.
As what an extra effort there. You know, you had the lane to run out of bounds to bring up fourth down, but no, he kind of stutter steps and able to beat him just to be outside there sending that football and able to pick up that first down.
Yeah, the pass rush for Horton is knocking on the door here, Cray. The last couple drop back pass attempts, they've been really close to securing a sack, but they just haven't been able to keep Evans in the pocket to get one of those guys home for a sack. But that can be a huge momentum play for this Horton defense if they can convert one of those.
I totally agree. Evans steps back for the snap. He hands the ball right up the middle. That will be a gain of about 3 yards for number 8 there, A.J. Reeves. That is the sophomore running back. Looks like it was a gain, about 2 for him there. You know, maybe it's an idea to give Zach Evans a little break there.
A little bit of a breather.
They look a lot more comfortable throwing the football, in my opinion, so far. But maybe he just needed a breather after that long run.
Yeah, his athleticism is really helping him out here. He's a really quick kid. Really, really done well in the scramble game, as they haven't ran the ball between the tackles too effectively.
Here's Evans, the receiver's right, as he's going to get pressured. He cuts the ball out right, and oh my goodness, he just circles around the Horton defense as he's able to run around them and pick up the first down. That was a gain of about 13 yards there on the scramble, but it was impressive because he started off rolling to the right, cut it back to the opposite side of the field, and then able to scramble for a gain of 13.
Yeah, Evans was pushed out of the pocket there, but did a really nice job evading the rush. 3 Chargers almost got home there, but Craig, you know what they say about almost. Sometimes just doesn't cut it.
Sometimes, yeah, okay. I've never heard that before, but that'll do. That was his 6th rush attempt for 66 yards on the night. They're going to set it out. 2 receivers to the left, 2 receivers to the right. He's going to step back, throw it again. He kind of hops around, and he's going to throw up a prayer here at the end zone, and that ball is just underthrown.
Yeah, the pass rush was stepping up his face there. That could have affected the throw, as I believe that was number 8, A.J. Reeves, kind of got backed up into him a little bit. Great pass rush there from the Chargers, though.
like you said, the Chargers are almost getting home every play, but Evans is just too evasive and kind of, if you saw him there, he kind of like skips around the pocket.
Yeah,
he jumps up a little bit just to like fool him or something. I'm not sure what the game plan is there, but.
You know, you're exactly right, Craig. I think the word I would use there is he's very shifty.
I would agree with that, as here comes the play call into the huddle. Zach Evans at quarterback. Besides Zach Evans, Drinkert has had the most success on the ground. 4 rushes for 50 yards so far in this ball game. The leading receiver is Myers, 2 catches for 30 yards.
And they're going to win this play dead. The late flag coming out there.
Look like a false start on the offense there.
Yeah, the ref is signaling. It looks to be a false start there on the Dragons. Not what you want to do when you're rolling down the field like they are.
Definitely not. As that is their second penalty of the game. Of course, one encroachment penalty. One encroachment penalty and one false start so far in this ballgame. Both penalties in this ballgame coming from Valley Falls. So, of course, you want to try to limit those mistakes. Zach Evans.
I'd be surprised if we didn't see a pass here, Cray. Second and about a mile here.
Yeah, it looks like second and 15 to go, as they like to throw into that trips formation as they line up doubles on both sides. Quarterback steps back, takes the pass, jukes one guy out, decides to scramble up the middle. He's going to have running room, and he's going to make one man miss, and he's going to cut it back to the outside of the right, and he's going to walk into the end zone for a touchdown. Zach Evans making it look effortless out there. It's about a 30-yard rush.
Yeah, what a play by Evans there. Second and 15, he drops back to pass, doesn't have anything open, and he decides to just jet up right up the middle. And he's going to find his way into the end zone there, Cray.
See, I think the most impressive part of that play is, you know, he's getting a rusher, and he just kind of pushed him off, raised the football above his head, and just took off. That was a 30-yard rush for a touchdown by Evans, making it look effortless. Jukes one man out right when he was in the middle, and then cut it out to the right side for a walk-in touchdown.
I think if Horton can just get home on one of these quarterback pressures, that would be a huge momentum shift for the Chargers.
Yeah, but that's the hardest part is getting pressure, especially on this Evans when he's that shifty in the pocket. You saw him, it looked like they had him for a loss. Here's a 2-point attempt. Evans takes the snap, runs around the pocket, starts out right, cuts it back left as he looks like he's going to be taken down for a sack right there. You know, like you were getting ready to say, I mean, they're getting back there each time. It's just he's so shifty and he's so quick. He's evading everyone, it looked like. But it looked like the Chargers sent a little more than they have been in the past. So, is that something we could be seeing more out of them? It looks like they sent 6 there.
I think it could be. You know, the thing about pass rush, Cray, is it's all about maintaining what they call the pass rush lanes. And that time, every member of the Chargers front, they maintain their lane. So when Evans goes to bounce that, someone's right there. Forces him outside, and he runs right into a Horton Charger.
Well, that'll do it for this drive, as we'll come right back to you after this break.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send 2 trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
As my name is Craig Schilling, joined here with Aaron McAllister here at Valley Falls, live for the Valley Falls Horton Chargers game. Aaron, we're going to start it out with you with the drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tires.
Yeah, Valley Falls capped off a 9-play drive with a 30-yard touchdown scramble by senior Zach Evans.
Yeah, and I mean, what an effort that guy has been giving all night, as he is 7 rushes into this game for 96 yards. He also has 3 attempted passes, 2 completions for 33 yards. He's over 100 total yards this game, as he's also kicking off for the Dragons. He gets back, ready to set this one deep.
holds up his hand, and he's going to send this one as a little pooch kick right up in the air, as they're just going to fair catch and kind of fall to the ground on that one. That is going to be great starting field position for the Horton Chargers right at about the 46-yard line.
Yeah, smart move there to catch that one and go to a knee right away by number 15, Austin Gaskell of the Chargers. Special teams awareness, you know, people forget about the importance of special teams pretty often. They think it's all offense or all defense, but special teams can win you ball games.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And like you said, smart heads-up play. I mean, you don't even want a chance to – sure, it would have been cool to catch it and make something happen, but, you know, it's more important to get the ball, set up the drive, and get going.
Horton back with their three running back set here.
Looks like there are two running backs to the right, one right behind the quarterback. There's going to be a handoff right up the middle. That will be Noy. He's going to fight forward for a gain of about, we'll call it six there.
Yeah, really nice run there. Again, these inside run concepts for the Chargers are really working for them. They've been effective all night. Haven't seen a lot of stuff outside of the tackles, but when they run the ball between those tackles, it's really working for them.
I definitely agree, and it's a big help from that offensive line up front. I mean, they are getting a push every time that ball is snapped. Here we go yet again. Same formation, just flipped to receiver or two running backs to the left. There's a misdirection, miscommunication. Looked like he went to hand it right, and there was no one there. As he's tackled for a gain of about 1 yard. That will be quarterback Jackson Moen.
Yeah, the Dragons capitalized there off a little bit of a miscommunication by the Horton Charger offense, and that's what you have to do. Is when teams make mistakes like that, you have to capitalize. You can't let broken plays turn into big plays, as Horton is going to take a timeout here with about 5 minutes and 10 seconds left in our second quarter.
And this has been an exciting game so far. Is it 18-16? You know, 5 minutes and 10 seconds left in the quarter. I mean, Valley Falls got the lead by two. What do you want to see going forward?
Yeah, there's been a lot of offense in here, and I don't even think either of these defenses are necessarily playing poor by any means, Cray. It's just playmakers on both sides of the ball for both teams are really getting after it. That offensive line has been the X factor for Horton, and number 30, Zach Evans, has been the X factor for the Valley Falls Dragons.
I definitely agree with that so far, as we have a scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House Auto House vehicles have you seen today? As Atchison is leading Harmon 35-0 at the end of the first. Holton is leading Hiawatha with 8 minutes and 51 seconds left in the first quarter. There is 7 minutes and 30 seconds left in the second quarter, as Axel is up on Clifton Clyde 36-0. And with 4 minutes and 6 seconds left in the second quarter, Jeff West is is leading Sabetha 14-13.
Hey, like they got a pretty good ball game going on over
it
there.
It does, which is, Sabetha is honestly picked. I mean, I might be a little biased being from there, but they were picked to kind of be one of the lead teams in the 2A division.
They just got a big win last week against my alma mater, Holton, as we have Horton taking the snap here.
Handed the ball right up the middle. That's Noyce on the carry as he's going to fight forward for a first down. Gain of about 5 on that carry. Noyce, that was his 7th carry of the ball game for 65 yards. It's been a pretty equal rushing attack so far. I mean, Hooper has 7 carries for 41 yards. Bowler has 8 carries for 62 yards. And Noyce has 7 carries for 35. Quarterback steps back, a little misdirection, hands off to Noyce off the right side. He's going to be able to be taken down on the right side. Looks like he may have gotten stood up at the same yard line. We're going to see what they call here.
Yeah, now nice rally to the football by the Dragons there. And that's what you want to see if you're a Dragons fan. Multiple black shirts rallying to the ball. Craig, do you see a little bit of precipitation out there into the lights? Is it maybe going to be
wet
here?
Yeah, it is going to start raining, it looks like, which is weird. We checked the forecast before the game, but as here's a snap and handoff to Bowler up the left side. He's tackled pretty early, as that will bring up third down and about 4 to go. As that could definitely be a huge game changer in this game, I think, anyway.
Yeah, it could be. And I think that affects Valley Falls a little bit more than it affects Horton, as they've been the team to put the ball in the air just a few times more. And also field conditions. We don't know how the field's playing for them, but that could become slick, and that affects those really fast, quick players.
Here's a snap. Ball handed up the middle to Bowler. Bowler breaks down, and he's going to get down deep into Dragons territory, but there is a flag on the play. I kind of might have seen a hold there on the Chargers.
Yeah, there could have been a hold there on the left side of our field here. We'll have to see what the refs say about this one.
You would hate to see a play like that come back, as it will be called on the Chargers. Excuse me there. That will be a big-time penalty on them, making them repeat third down.
Yeah, Craig, it looks like there's a little bit of a light drizzle going on there. Again, folks at home listening, it's not raining terribly hard, but that will make that grass a little slick, and the ball, too, as we have seen a couple of bobbled snaps and some recovered fumbles. But we could see that change. We could see a legitimate turnover here with these conditions.
Definitely, and after that penalty, it's going to bring up about third and 13. It was from the spot of the foul. So third and 13 here for the Chargers. You almost think they would throw the ball in this position, but the way they've been running the ball, I wouldn't blame them if, you know, you get a good chunk of yardage here and then you go for it on fourth.
And it looks like there's going to be a penalty there on the Dragons, maybe a little bit of a hard count. Looks to be an offsides call.
Let's see what they call here. Maybe a movement up front first, but no, it will be against the Dragons. Their third penalty of the game. As that will bring up third and eight to go.
That makes things for Horton a lot easier as they're not having to pass.
Yeah. There goes a handoff to Noyce up the left side, but it doesn't really matter as he's almost immediately brought down after a gain of about, call it 2 yards. But, I mean, they're flocking to the ball right now, and it's kind of impressive how quickly they've changed the momentum of this game by just going down. They've scored on every time they've touched the ball so far, the Dragons have, and they're flying. They're really getting adjusted to this run-heavy defense for offense.
Bowler
takes the snap, cuts it up the right side. As the Chargers are going to signal he has the first down.
We'll find out the decision from the officials here. You know, Craig, one thing I'd like to note is that Valley Falls is playing a high-octane style of football. They're flying around a lot, and one thing that Horton's going to want to keep trying to do is slow the game down by playing at their pace. They're using a lot of time off the clock with all of these drives, just keep pounding the rock, and that's worked out pretty well for them so far, as we have about 2 minutes and 52 seconds left here in this second quarter of play.
As they will give Horton the first down on that carry. Here we go, right up the middle to Noyce. Noyce brought down pretty quick. Gain of a couple there.
Yeah, Valley Falls linebackers are getting downhill a little bit easier these last few plays. That could be something to watch for. I don't know if that's the rain playing a part in that, but we'll have to keep watching that going forward, Cray.
You know, ask any Eagles player ever, if rain and wetness of the field plays a huge difference in football games, as there's going to be a handoff to the left from Bowler. Bowler able to spin off of one tackle and immediately hit in the backfield after that one. What a hit there by Grady Smith of the Dragons as he smashes Bowler in the backfield.
I believe number 12, Solomon Drinkard, was also in on that one, making a huge play to bring this to about third and six or seven, and we have a timeout called by the Chargers.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
KNZA.
name is Craig Schilling, joined here at Valley Falls by Aaron McAllister as we have a second down and about 11 yards to go for the Horton Chargers. Score is currently 18-16 in favor of the Dragons.
Craig, I actually believe that is third down here. We got a long third down here for the Chargers.
Excuse me. Yeah, thank you.
Kind of hard to see that yard margin from where we're at. I'll give you a pass for it on that one.
As they look to pass here.
First attempted pass of the game, and he's going to get stuffed. That looks to be a sack by the Dragons.
It did. It kind of an awkward sack there as he grabbed his leg while he was standing up. I mean, I want to make sure everyone's okay after that play. But I will say the first one back there was number 8. That is A.J. Reed, which will bring up fourth and about 14 to go.
See, that's what I was saying earlier in the game, Cray, is the Chargers want to get to third and short, second and short. Those long yardage situations make it way harder to run the ball, how they want to play the game. And we saw a big sack there. Sacks are huge momentum plays for the defense and for the home team.
I agree. There's about 1 minute and 27 seconds left in this football game, or excuse me, in this first half. You got to expect a pass here on going on the fourth down. There will be a motion out right as quarterback snaps, throws the football, as that ball is caught, but he will not be able to pick up the first down.
That is going to be a turnover on downs for the Chargers. Valley Falls is going to take possession of the football with about a minute and 12 seconds left here in the first half.
Yeah, that is their second turnover on downs so far this game. As, I mean, they look comfortable throwing the football. I wonder if we'll see it a little bit more here in the second half. But, I mean, if you're the Valley Falls coach, do you want to go for blood and try to get some points here at this end of this first half?
Well, what you want to do here is you want to take care of the football, Cray. If you can get something going here with your timeouts you have remaining, you do. But with the wet conditions on the field and the ball being wet, I would think they would strafe away from using the pass here. Just takes turnovers out of the equation, or at least lessens the likelihood. You could always have a fumble here with a slick ball, but I would be surprised if it's anything other than quarterback scramble or outside run.
Well, here we go. Zach Evans in at quarterback. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. He gets ready, snaps the football, looks to pass, rolls out left. He's going to run as he decides to throw it last second, and he just throws up a prayer that falls incomplete.
A little bit of a jump throw there.
It was a little bit of a jump throw, a little Patrick Mahomes action, if you will. That pass was intended for Grant Myers as kind of threw me for a loop. I didn't expect him to throw that at all. I thought he had already taken off.
Let alone a jump throw there.
You know, sometimes it's good to throw it, show off a little arm accuracy, show off the cannon a little bit.
Zach Evans getting compared to Patrick Mahomes right there. That could go down as one of the highlights of his football season.
Just right there, some random kid calling him Patrick Mahomes. I don't know about that.
Could be the case.
As here we go, this brings up 2nd and 10 for the Valley Falls Dragons.
Two wide receivers to the right.
One receiver to the left. He looks like he's going to throw this ball again. Rolls out right, decides to cut it back left, and then back right again as he's just going to throw the ball up. He's got an open receiver. That ball is caught by number 15. He's
tackle.
Cutting it upfield. Cuts back to the left as he's almost stripped there, but, I mean, what a throw.
What a throw and what a catch. Great effort from both the quarterback and receiver there to keep the play alive. Evans dodging about 3 or 4 sacks right there.
That is Duncan Alibert for that one, as that will be a timeout for the Dragons, as we'll come right back to you after this short break.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
KNZA.
My name's Chris Schilling, live here at Valley Falls, joined here with Aaron McAllister after what seems to be a Zach Evans masterclass tonight, as he officially is 3 for 5 for 59 yards and 7 carries and for 96 yards on the ground so far, as it looks like, as there's 50 seconds left in this ballgame, the Dragons are going to go and try to score this football.
Yeah, about 50 seconds left. the wet field conditions don't seem to be slowing down the Dragons at all here, as it looks like they're going to go two receivers to each side here, running back to the right of Evans.
Yes, they will. Two wide receivers out right, one to the left. Evans cuts it right back up the middle as he jukes out a defender. Oh, my goodness. And he's still on his feet.
A great way to not give up on the play by number 54, Dante Moskwa, there for Horton, as he is the one who initially got juked a little bit, but he stayed with the play and ended up making the tackle here as we have 29 seconds left with the clock running in this second quarter.
Like we said, the weather might play effect into this game. Evans takes a snap.
Horton sends a little bit
right,
of a blitz.
Throws a ball downfield. Is there going to be called for a holding, it looks like, on that play? But your Horton, do you decline that penalty here?
You know, Craig, I think you do. I think you do. It's still third and long, although Evans has been quite explosive for him today. It seems like he can kind of make anything happen with his legs.
It looks like they are going to decline that penalty to bring up third and long. As I will say, man, can we go back to that juke? That was, he did a little jump juke there, kind of sent the defender backwards. He was able to come back up with the sack. That was number 54, Dante Moskow, for that sack. And, yeah, I mean, you cannot complain with that kind of effort coming from that defense. Way to just get back up on your feet and not quit on the play.
No, we saw a blitz dialed up there by the Chargers. We'll see if they get back to that again here today, trying to plug all those holes on the line, making sure that Evans can't get out and beat him with his legs.
Evans has three receivers to the right, bobbles the snap a little bit as he just throws one deep. That ball is knocked down. That was intended for number 13, Grant Meyer, but that ball is knocked away. And as there's 11 seconds left, do you kind of just take an end zone shot here, send it into half with one last prayer? Or?
Yeah, you know, Cray, I think, you know, their best play for him all night has been called pass, Evans scramble, and I think there's a really high likelihood we see that here, and I think we could see another blitz. You know, the pressure is getting there. They haven't quite gotten home yet.
But they're
very often
making him uncomfortable in the pocket, as he's had no time to throw the ball from inside the pocket, as he's just getting outside of it every chance he gets. Looks a lot more comfortable outside of it anyway.
No, you're exactly right, Craig. Kind of harder to throw when your linemen are getting backed up into you a little bit, but we'll see what the Dragons can do here.
Here goes Evans. Takes the snap. Two receivers left, two receivers right. The receiver up down the middle. As he's going to hit a stiff arm and cut it back to the right, he's going to try to hit another stiff arm.
Caught a huge block there from number 15, Duncan Alvarenga of the Dragons.
And they do say he got out of bounds there. That it was a huge catch by Solomon Drinkard.
About 4 seconds left.
They're going to use a timeout here. The Dragons are going to use a timeout, and we'll be right back to you after this quick commercial break.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnegg, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
Kansaland Radio.
As what a play there with 4 seconds left in the quarter by Evans to Drinker. That was a gain of about 20 yards, as that was his first catch of the game. That will put our quarterback Evans at 79 passing yards. And, of course, I mean, you have to see an end zone shot here, don't you?
Yeah,
you're close enough.
You would think. Drinker did a really nice job on that last play, catching the ball in the middle of the field and working his way towards the sideline and narrowly getting him out of bounds, giving them a chance here to strike again with only 4 seconds left on the clock.
I totally agree with that, as it will be there for at the 25-yard line. Evans, drop back pass, two receivers out right. He looks, fires to the end zone. Is there three defenders back there? That ball is
oh,
cut.
My goodness.
That ball is cut. It's
touchdown,
bobbled by
Dragons.
The defender. It's bobbled by the defender and just pulled out of the hand. Oh, my goodness.
That play looked to be picked off by the Chargers. and
bobbled in the air by the defender and just snagged.
Looks like he grabbed it out of his hands. It's going to be a 30-yard touchdown reception for the Dragons.
I'm not even sure who caught that football.
What a play with 4 seconds remaining here as the Dragons strike here with zeros on the clock here in the first half.
What a catch. There were three defenders back there. I mean, I expected the ball just getting knocked down, but, I mean, the defensive back is unable to come up with the picks. It bobbles it in the air a little bit. And Valley Falls comes down with that football. Grant Myers on the reception. That's what we're going to say anyway. I'm not quite sure what the whole call there was, but I'm pretty sure it was Zach Evans. As a delayed game penalty will be called on the Dragons after the celebration on that one. And can you blame them?
No, you can't. There was a lot of confusion going on. I'm not entirely sure that every member of either team on the field knew exactly what happened. As the Dragons find a way to hang six there right at the end of the half. Sometimes better be lucky than good, Craig.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I didn't even know what was going on. You were the first one that saw it, as you called a touchdown, and I wasn't even watching. As here goes the two-point attempt, Zach Evans rolls out right, floats one towards the end zone, and that ball is
caught.
As what an effort there by Duncan Alavanga. As that, this will put the Valley Falls Dragons up 26-16 going into the half. And wow.
What a drive there.
What a game so far. I mean, it doesn't get more exciting than this.
No, it really doesn't. A lot of exciting plays, a lot of offense, and that's what fans really want to see.
It is.
Teams scoring points anymore today.
It definitely is, as we're going to take a short little break here to start our halftime show, as we'll be right back to you after these minutes.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. Dyna-Gro Seed, your home field advantage.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to 103.9 KNZA. As my name is Craig Schilling, joined here live with Aaron McAllister here in Valley Falls. We're going to start it right off with the drive summary by Wilson Tires. When selection and service matters the most, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tires in Holton. Aaron, tell us about that last drive.
Yeah, Valley Falls completes an 8-play scoring drive with time with zero time left on the clock once the touchdown took place. That is going to be number 13, Grant Meyer, a sophomore from Valley Falls, catching what I would determine was kind of a miracle play.
Yeah, I mean, three defenders back there. First defender kind of goes up, thinks he has an easy interception there.
goes to catch it, kind of bobbles it a little bit, and just gets ripped out of the air by Myers there. And, I mean, wow, you can't ask for a better play than that. I mean, like you said, you'd rather be lucky than good at any day of the week, and it doesn't get much more lucky than that.
No, Crane, one thing I'd like to mention is what set up that play was a really big reception with about 16 seconds on the clock from senior Solomon Drinkard. Caught the ball in the middle of the field, found a way to get out of bounds, leaving just a little bit of time, and they took a shot for the end zone, and it ended up working out for the Dragons.
Yeah, it definitely did. Wow. That's all I can say is wow. I wish we had a video of that catch. That might have been SportsCenter worthy. You can't really ask for anything better.
You know, it may have been, and I think there's still some confusion as to whether the ball went off of the hands, went off of the helmet, was ripped out of the defender's hands. But regardless, the Dragons' touchdown.
Yeah, it was on the far side of the field, completely away from us, so we had a hard time seeing it ourselves, but we were able to see the touchdown, and it was pretty impressive. As, Aaron, I want to ask you to start us off. I mean, if Horton wants to come back in this football game, where do they start?
You know, Horton's going to have to, I think, push the pace a little bit. And one thing for their defense is they're going to have to start getting home or finding a way to keep Zach Evans in the pocket. They have kind of struggled with that all night. They've gotten home once with a sack, but they have kind of struggled to finish plays on their front seven. They're getting pressure. They're backing him up. They're forcing him out of the pocket. But once Evans gets outside of that pocket, he's kind of running loose on him a little bit.
Yeah, and I totally agree. And like, so far to me, it's definitely keeping up the tempo. Every scoring drive that they've had, it's been a long, methodical drive, as I think you kind of need to go get points quicker than you are if you want to stay in this football game, especially at the pace that Valley Falls is scoring the ball. Now, definitely the X factor in this game has been Zach Evans, as he has been amazing everywhere. That Zach Evans-Myers connection has combined for 3 catches for 58 yards, and Evans has officially 7 rushes for 96 yards and has completed 5 passes out of 7 for 104 yards. As so far, he's just done everything out there.
Yeah, you know, Craig, he's kind of doing everything for him. He's running the ball effectively from the quarterback position. He's putting the ball in the air, and they're completing some passes. And not to be forgotten, he's also kicking off for him. So he's kind of pulling double and triple duty here for the Dragons, as they're going to look to keep that up, as I believe they get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, they do, because Horton lost, and they had the ball, or they lost the coin toss, and Valley Falls decided to kick the ball off to start this game. Now, Horton's rushing attack has been very, very spread out between 3 different guys. It's been very balanced between the 3, but as Hooper has 7 carries for 41 yards, Fuller has 11 carries for 72 yards, and Noyce has 8 carries for 37 yards, as quarterback Moman has 2 carries for 4 yards. And I mean, like you said, I mean, they just got to have an answer on that defensive end for this Evans so far.
Yeah, you know, they haven't quite found one. Towards the end of that second half, I saw the Chargers were cooking up a couple different blitzes there, and that seemed to get more pressure in his face, but it didn't quite get home. And so I'm curious to see if they'll stick with rushing the passer a little bit more. I'm sure we might see a different game plan here coming out of the half from head coach Andy Gwinnapp. Really, really important for the Chargers to get a stop, maybe get a turnover. That interception would have been huge going into the halftime, as those turnovers are huge momentum plays, get a stop right before the half ends. But the Dragons end up capitalizing on a batted ball.
Yeah, and I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, as we are also going to give you right now the Auto House update. How many Whole House Auto House vehicles have you seen today? As going into halftime, we have Sabetha leading Jeff Webb 28-14, Centralia beating Onega 34-0, Nemaw Central beating Perry LeCompton 36-0, Atchison beating Harmon 70-0 going into half, and Pleasant Ridge losing to Jackson Heights 22-0. And then at half, 1A's number 3, Wabunsee, is beating Jefferson County North 26-22. As we will send it to break for messages right after this game, or right after this.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Are you confused about your insurance coverage and not sure what you are buying? At Kellerman Insurance, we value each of our customers and strive to build a solid relationship with you. I am Christy Wilson with Kellerman Insurance. With over 123 years combined experience, educating our customers and helping them understand what they are buying or not buying is a priority. Check out our website to see the many types of coverage we can help you with at KellermanInsurance.com.
What do people like most, do you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holtown?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office, in the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Ron Kirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ron Kirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Onler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
And my name is Craig Schilling, and I'm joined here with Aaron McAllister as we're live here at Valley Falls, Kansas. As we'd like to once again shout out all of our sponsors, KNZA and Rainbow Communications, Giants Communication, Wilson's Tire, Holton House Auto House in Fairview, Highland Community College, the Optimized Tax Group,
Citizens Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and Be Outdoors Real Estate. As Aaron, I need to know what you think so far going into this game, because this might be one of the most exciting games of the night, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, listening to the scores from across the Northeast Kansas area, we've got ourselves a barn burner here. It's about a 10-point ball game with Valley Falls leading the Chargers 26-16. It's been an exciting first half. A lot of offense, very few turnovers, only a couple turnovers on downs, as Valley Falls has found the end zone each and every time they have touched the ball. The action should maintain through the second half as Horton's going to try to cut this 10-point lead.
Yeah, and we're going to take a look at some statistics here brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. So we're going to take a look. So leading the way for Horton so far has been the senior Zach Fuller, who's rushed the ball 11 times for 72 yards. But, of course, the running back Noyce has gotten into the end zone the most for the Chargers 2 times. Now, for Valley Falls, it has been one player and one player only, and that is Zach Evans. He's leading the way with 7 carries for 96 yards. But also, Drinker has 4 carries for 50 yards. Throwing the ball, Zach Evans has 5 completions on 7 attempts for 104 yards. And Myers is leading the way on the receiving end as he has 3 catches for 58 yards. Now, I do want to say that if we want to see Horton have a chance in this ballgame, you have to figure out a way to stop the pass.
Yeah, you do. And it's not necessarily the pass there, Cray. I think it's limiting the quarterback scramble off the pass. Evans is finding a way to get out of the pocket when pressure comes into his face. He's doing a great job of avoiding the rush. And he's getting around to the edge, and it kind of seems like if that first read isn't there, he's just taking it off, and it's worked almost every time for him.
Yeah, it definitely has, but if you're the coach in this situation, I mean, what do you change? Do you set up a quarterback spy? Do you take someone off that rush to just kind of follow the quarterback's every move? What's your game plan here?
Well, we might see a different defensive formation from the Chargers, but I think one thing to mention is I think they're at the halftime in the locker room, they're going to hammer down on technique, on fundamentals, getting back to the basics, staying in your pass rush lanes, making sure he stays in the pocket, and making sure when he steps up that there's someone right there to bring him down behind the line of scrimmage.
As I totally agree, as it looks like we are about to start this second half here in a couple of minutes, as we are going to send it back to break just for a second.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Denison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us in Holton Point, Meriden, and Topeka.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
As we are back here live from Valley Falls, my name is Craig Schilling. Here with me today is Aaron McAllister. As we've seen a very exciting game of football so far, as we have the Valley Falls Dragons leading the Horton Chargers 26-16 with about 2 minutes left in this halftime. Now, I mean, I'm super excited to see the rest of this game, like Aaron said at half on the halftime show. I mean, super high scoring, a lot of offense. If you love football, you'd love a game like this.
Yeah, you know, I think there are a lot of people who would like to see maybe a little bit more defense. Not a lot going on in terms of that, but the offense has been really, really good on both sides of the ball. Again, both teams playing very different styles of football, but it seems to be working out pretty well for both teams here, Cray.
So you're a little more old school, so would you like a little more defense in this game, or are you having fun calling it like it is?
You know, I thought I was wanting to see a defensive bout, but we've seen points on the board, and it gets you out of your seat, gets the fans here in the stands out of their seats as well, and people are really liking to see these points being scored in this fashion.
So, you know, eventually we're going to have to pick the player of the game by Citizens State Bank and Trust and Company in Hiawatha. Who do you think is the X factor so far?
Well, right now it's Valley Falls quarterback, senior number 30, Zach Meyer. He's done a really great job. Zach Evans. Sorry about that. Zach Evans has been really, really big time for the Dragons, picking up over 100 yards in the air and on the ground. Really, really great effort from him on every asset. of the game.
Yeah, and I can see why you've gotten confused there, because that Zach Evans to Myers connection, that Grant Myers connection, has been there all night, as they've connected three times for 58 yards so far in the air and a touchdown. So not a lot to complain about on that side. But we are getting ready to start this second half as the Chargers get ready to kick the ball off to the Valley Falls Dragon. And, you know, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but if we see, you know, six go up on the board here, do we start, games start to get out of hand here?
You know, that could be the case, Cray. We haven't seen much in terms of the pass from Horton. That could be something that we see moving forward. Valley Falls kind of been packing the box on them. They know the run is coming, and it's been working well for Horton, but they've got to pick up the pace. As I said earlier in the game, they're draining a lot of time off the clock with these long drives, and when you don't come up with points, that kind of kills you.
I definitely think so. Here's Horton getting ready for the kickoff. Wonder what coach said to them at halftime as they get underway. Slap of the pads and the kick is up. A little line drive kick right at about the 35-yard line. That ball is taken up to the 40 as they're going straight for the ball.
Like the intensity there from Horton off the opening kick. Line drive kick, but they covered it really well, really quickly here, as we have a score of 26-16 with Valley Falls leading over Horton with 11 minutes and 55 seconds right into this fresh second half of football.
Yeah, you don't have a lot to complain with that on that. And you saw immediately, I mean, they were going for that ball. They had three guys going for that football. I mean, they want to get a turnover here, and they kind of need a turnover here, down two possessions. We'll see if something changed after that halftime speech. Here comes Zach Evans. Going to start out an empty first play of the game. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Tight end in the backfield. He's going to flip it as a little tight end reverse. The first time we saw that play, it actually went to for a touchdown.
Yeah, Drinkard there on the carry, picking up a couple there. A little bit of a different concept. We haven't seen a lot of inside run from the Dragons as they start off this first half with about a 3-yard gain.
And like I said originally, Drinkard, that last time he ran that exact same play, he got 35 yards and a touchdown on that. So good to see the Horton Chargers kind of catching on, knowing what's coming a little bit more this time through. As, you know, those silver helmets are really glistening in this light as the rain still kind of tends to fall down just a little. Can't even call it a rain drizzle. Here we go. Big tight end reverse is Evans is going to keep it for himself as he runs out of bounds right around the 46-yard line.
Yeah, Craig, they faked that play. They had just ran the play prior and picked up a really nice little gain there.
They did. They're going to call that a good enough for a first down. They're going to say he got 7 on that play. Zach Evans, that was his 8th rush of the night. That officially puts him over 100 rushing yards. And like I was saying, those silver helmets for the Chargers are really glistening in this rain tonight.
Yeah, they are, if you could call it a rain. Check the forecast at halftime. It looks like this drizzle is going to continue for a majority of the second half here.
Here we go. Evans hands the ball off. That's Reeves. Reeves swallowed up by the defense immediately. Number 8, A.J. Reeves on the carry. Goes for a gain of 0 as he's swallowed up right at the line of scrimmage. That was his 2nd rush of the night, as that was his 2nd carry, as a total of 2 yards on the night.
Number 54, Dante Moskwa for the Horton Chargers, picking up a really big tackle there. He's had a couple of those running to his side. Hasn't worked out too well for the Dragons.
Yeah, he's definitely been an X-factor. He's been kind of in the backfield every time they go to throw this football, too. Just kind of unable to get back there, as not able to keep up with Evan's speed. Here we go. We have two receivers to the right, one to the left. Headed into the backfield. Evans, drop back, looks to pass. As he's going to decide to tuck in and keep it for himself, as he's not really going to gain a lot of yards there, too.
Now, there was really nothing open downfield there, Cray, and he left the pocket pretty quickly there. These Horton defensive linemen are getting to the backfield. They're just not finishing the plays, and I can tell they're itching to get one of these big sacks, maybe even get a fumble on the play. Ground is a little wet. The ball could be slick. As we said, it is drizzling here in Valley Falls, Kansas.
Yeah, I totally agree. They're going to mark him. They're going to give him 2 yards on that carry, as that will bring up 3rd and about 8 to go for these Valley Falls Dragons. They've been spectacular on offense tonight, looking to pick up this first down and keep this drive alive. You got to expect them to pass here, as they have in most third down situations. They're going to go trips to the left, one tight end to the right. They're going to snap the football. He immediately rolls right, stops, cuts it back to the left, jukes out one defender, tries to cut it to the outside as he's brought down. What an effort by Zach Buller there, kind of following him that whole way. Like I said, you know, maybe running that spy a little bit, kind of just following him sideline to sideline.
I got number 54, Dante Moskwa of the Horton Chargers. Made a really big play there. He didn't end up making the tackle, but he led the number one Zach Buller of the Chargers picking up that play by not letting Evans get by him there.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Now, if you're the head coach in this situation, do you elect to go for this?
I think you do. Your offense has been playing pretty well. It looks like they are going to go for it here.
As there is about 4th and 5 to go from the 43-yard line. Evans, back to pass. 2 receivers right, 2 receivers left. Looking. Scrambles right. Not able to juke anybody out. As they've got him clamped up, as he's just got to throw something up. And if pass ball is incomplete, as maybe, I don't know about you, but they might have found a way to contain Zach Evans a little bit. It seems like that line isn't really rushing as much as they're kind of just hitting that first blocker and kind of following him on the line.
Yeah, you know, they played a lot more patient there, showed a lot more poise, shadowed his every move behind the line of scrimmage, and led to a turnover on downs there for the Dragons. Chargers looking to take advantage here as there are 9 minutes and 44 seconds left in this ball game, with the Valley Falls Dragons up 10 points, 26-16, folks.
Yeah, and now it's all about how the Chargers can respond. They deliver the first punch, making them turn it over on down, as this carry goes to Zach Buller as he's hammered, but he's able to stay on his feet, and he cuts it right back up the field. Wow.
Great run after contact there as he spins out of a tackle.
Huge hit there delivered by Solomon Drinkard as he's able to somehow stay on his feet and pick up about 8 yards on that carry. You can't really complain about a run like that. I mean,
no, that was an old school run right there, Craig. And we gave him some comparisons to Jerome Bettis and I believe Mike Allstott in the first half as he ran it right between the tackles there, getting almost the first down for the Chargers.
Yeah, and the Chargers haven't really ran a lot outside the tackles. Everything's kind of been on the inside, which is going to be Valley Falls jumping off sides yet again. That is going to be another penalty on them. That will be their 4th of the game. Technically, that would be their 5th penalty, but their first one got declined, or their 4th one got declined. So that will make it first down for the Chargers. They kind of got a little bit of momentum going their way after that turnover on down. Quarterback back in the pocket. Motion as there goes
Niosi, picking up just a few yards there on a run to the left side.
You know, it's super hard to follow this offense. I mean, their misdirections even get me.
And again, it makes it really tough on those linebackers. When you've got guards pulling, when you've got guys running counter plays, makes it very difficult to follow your keys and to fill those gaps.
As it looks like we might have an injury on the field for a second. He's kind of grabbing his knee as we're going to take a minute as the training staff looks like they're going to come on the field. He looks like he's going to stand up on his own power in the meantime, and he's going to walk right off.
Number 75, Austin Garrison, walking off the field there. Looks like he's going to be okay, and that's what we want to see.
Yeah, of course. You never want to see anybody hurt. Of course, the freshman receiving playing time on that offensive line, and he's done phenomenal so far in this game.
You know, both of these teams, Craig, are fairly young across the board, but especially Valley Falls, not near as much experience as they have last year in this matchup.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they only have, 4 seniors on this team? So, I mean, in the upcoming years, you got a lot to be excited about.
Yeah, you do, for sure. With experience comes game speed reps. And they may see some struggles this year, as both teams are 0-2. Both teams here trying to get their first win of the season. But it's a great outlook for the future for both these squads.
And, you know, of course, it's a big game for the Northeast Kansas League as quarterback drops back and hands that ball off to Buller. Buller pushing his way forward. Like, he might be able to... might barely not have the first down on that one. Looks like they're going to give it to him. Looked like it was a gain of about 7 yards on that carry.
Keeping the chains moving there as the score is Valley Falls 26, Horton 16, with about 8 minutes and 33 seconds left in the third quarter of play.
As that was the 13th carry for Buller, good for 87 yards. As here we go yet again, two running backs in the backfield, one tight end. That will be Noyce at the tight end as he's going to jump off five.
The drive killer. Potential drive killer.
That's 5 yards that, you know, should be easy. You should not be able to do that, and especially with the way they've been running the ball tonight. They've been methodical. They've been using all four downs when they can. That really can kill the drive for them.
Yeah, you can, and it's something that kills momentum. Mental mistakes like that, not physical mistakes, execution mistakes, pre-snap mistakes can cost you a game.
Yeah, and that's doing a great job on limiting the penalties tonight, as I was there only second of the night. Here we go. Same formation. They're going to hand it right back up to Buller up the middle. He's going to try to hurdle a guy.
Nice run again right up the middle. They're playing a physical brand of football.
They really are. They really are. They're going to mark him for a gain of about 7 there. We'll call it 8, actually, as that is Buller. He is about to go over 100 yards on the game. He has 14 carries for 95 yards.
Inching closer to that 100-yard ball game mark, and I don't care who you are, a 100-yard game on the ground is a very, very good game.
It is. It is. It's a lot to be happy about anyway. As here he goes, Noyce right up the middle as he's going to keep those legs moving. As, I mean, did you see the hole on that run?
Yeah, the offensive line for Horton is making the difference for them on offense.
Definitely. I mean, I think I could have gotten 10 yards out of that one.
I wouldn't go that far, Craig.
Yeah,
I would not go that far.
I'm definitely stretching it. But
as we have a Horton Charger down on the field.
We're going to give them a minute. We have the athletic trainer coming onto the field.
7 minutes and 40 seconds remaining in the 26-16 ball game with Valley Falls on top at the moment with Horton driving down the field.
As it looks like they're going to take a while here, as we might send it to a quick 30-second break.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
As my name is Craig Schilling, as that charge was able to get up and go on his own, kind of limping back to the sideline alongside coach there. My name is Craig Schilling, of course, joined with Aaron McAllister here at Valley Falls. Aaron, what did you see on that last play?
Yeah, you know, we've got a number 54, Dante Moskva, for the Chargers going down right there. As we are getting ready to resume play, he's been a huge player, not only on the offensive line, but on the defensive line. He's been making some key plays for the Charger defense.
Definitely. We have a fullback lined up to the left and one running back in the backfield. That is Bowler. They're going to snap it and give it right to him. He tries to go right up the middle, but he's kind of hammered at the line of scrimmage, gained for a couple yards. I would say it would be no more than 1 to 2 yards on that carry.
Yeah, and that's okay, Craig, because they're trying to, they're playing their game of football. They're playing their brand. They're really not pushing the pace, pushing the tempo. They may need to with 7 minutes and 19 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Plenty of time left to cut the lead.
Yeah, definitely. Is they're going to give him a gain of 3 on that carry. As, I mean, Horton's still playing their style of football. I mean, they're being methodical with it. They're driving down the field, and so far it's working perfectly for them.
I believe we've only seen one attempted pass from the Chargers.
you would be correct, is that the pass was completed just for a fall of not quite a first down. I think they needed 11, and they got 8 on that completion, as that is another penalty on Horton. That is only their third penalty of the game, as they have 10 penalty yards this quarter, this half.
Again, they found a way to bounce back from that last penalty, but these penalties can really be drive killers for the Chargers, and with Mosley going down, it's not something you want to see.
No, definitely, you are 100% right, and you know, he's been a huge part in help containing the quarterback scramble so far in this game, so you know, you hate to see a guy go down, especially when they're playing such a huge impact in this game. They hand it right back up the middle. That'll be Noyce. As that will be a gain of a couple yards there.
Yeah, not a lot there on that one, Cray. We'll see if the Chargers can bounce back here on what looks to be a huge third down and 13 for the Chargers with 6.5 minutes left to go in this second, or the third quarter, sorry.
You know, you almost got to wonder if that was Dante's side of the football. They ran right back to it, and that play almost gets shut down. So, you know, got to keep in mind that that injury might affect them going forward in this game. As here we go.
You'd have to imagine we're in four down territory here, Craig.
Oh, 100%. As moments, steps back, tick pass, looks to throw the ball, rolls out right. That ball is tipped in the air, and it falls incomplete.
Number 15, Duncan Alvarenga for the Dragons, coming up there with a big stop.
That pass was intended for Zach Buller, kind of lining up in that tight end, kind of joker position that we've seen a lot of the fullbacks line up in today, just to kind of get a push. But he actually ran out for a route this time, and the ball was knocked down. That was only the second pass attempt for the game for Moman, but, I mean, you have to assume we're seeing a pass here on fourth and long. We got about 4th and 9 to go. There is about 6 minutes left in this quarter of football. The score is 26-16 in favor of Valley Heights, or Valley Falls. They try to get him with a hard count. That's going to be no good, and the Chargers are going to call a timeout as they try to get him again with the hard count. Doesn't work this time, as we are actually going to send it to break, and we'll be right back after this short message.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
My name is Craig Schilling, and I'm joined here with Aaron McAllister. We're live here at Valley Falls. Aaron, we first off want to thank all of our sponsors again. But Aaron, go ahead and read off a couple sponsors.
Yeah, I'd like to give a special shout-out to our timeout sponsor, Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand, or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, perfect timeout snack.
As we still have 4th and about 9 to go here for the Horton Chargers. Moman hasn't thrown that many passes this game, as he's only attempted 2. Gotta assume one is coming here. He rolls out right. Looks like he's just gonna run the football, and he's going nowhere. He is mugged by a group of Dragons right there.
Yeah, great stop there by the Dragons right there. They sniffed that one out pretty quickly. Went for a little quarterback rollout to the right side there, and it didn't really get anywhere for him.
It didn't. You got to assume that was a design. You didn't really see any running backs or wide receivers going out for a route right there like they have been, so I wonder if that was just complete play design. But now we get to see this very explosive Valley Falls offense back on the field yet again. Looks like the rain is still somewhat falling. Again, not even rain. But, I mean, you got to think that affects the quarterback quite a bit, right?
Hey, you would think, Cray. It hasn't seemed to affect them too far in the run game or in the pass game for that matter, but you wonder if the field is getting a little more slick with every minute that goes by with this precipitation on the field.
you got to keep in mind, this is not like the NFL. They do not switch the ball that often, as there is a penalty marker on the field, as there will be a false start on the Dragons. Excuse me, delayed game on that play. We'll bring up first and long, first and about 15 for the Dragons. Evans is going to drop back to pass. They have two receivers to the left, two receivers to the right. Looking for it. It was a kind of delayed handoff there, halfback draw. He gets them right about back to the first and 10 or marker, so where they started to drive at, excuse me. But that will bring up second and about 11 to go.
Yeah, number 8, A.J. Reeves, they're executing that halfback draw play very well for the Dragons as they look to pick up some of the yards they lost due to the delay of game penalty here with about 5 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Dragons on top, 26-16 over the Chargers.
As here goes Evans in the backfield. He's got 3 receivers to the right and 1 receiver to the left. Got to assume he throws the ball here as he's done all game. Kind of goes with a check down to the halfback, but it does not matter. That play is snipped out immediately.
Huge stop there for the Chargers as that screen was blown up.
Yes, it was. I wouldn't even call it a screen. It was more of like a little just immediate dump down. You didn't really see anybody going back out. But that play was made by number 58, Jorge Rodriguez.
Yeah, he's filling in for number 54, Dante Moskva, as we saw walk off the field here not that long ago on the last defensive possession offensive possession, for the Chargers. He's got some big shoes to fill, as Moskva has been a huge player for him all game.
As here goes Evans, 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right, takes the snap, looking downfield, decides to fire it, got a man wide open, as that ball is tipped by his own player and intercepted right through the hands of number 15, Duncan Alavanga.
Yeah, number 80, Tavion Cabea, making a huge play for the Chargers as they're going to have the ball in prime field position here with 4 minutes and 16 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. That is a huge momentum play, and that's the turnover we've been talking about. We've been waiting to see, Cray.
Yeah, and I mean, again, like we said multiple times, this rain definitely has to be playing a factor. I don't completely blame him. You know, maybe the gloves are a little slick, maybe the ball is a little slick, but very costly turnover in this game. Chargers will start with the ball at their opponent's about 35-yard line. That ball is snapped, handed right up the middle as he's blown up. That is Zach Fuller not really being able to get anything at that line of scrimmage. It really has been a battle up front for both teams so far in this game. So far, I'd like to think that the Chargers have won the battle up front, but it hasn't really mattered as the skill position players have just kind of been a little too much.
Yeah, they've made the difference there. I think both teams, both guys playing up front are going to be real sore tomorrow. This has been a very physical game at the line of scrimmage for both teams.
I totally agree, as here's the snap right up the middle. That will be Noyce again.
A little gain to bring it to about 3rd and 5 here.
Yep, that will go down as a gain of 2, bringing up 3rd and about 5. We will see what they do here. Kind of ran the same concept of play. Haven't really gotten too deep into their bag yet.
Two running backs and a slot back, as we have some movement on the offensive line, and we'll see who that's on. That is going to be a false start on the Chargers. Penalty starting to pick up here in the second half. I wonder if that's due to being tired, maybe a little bit of exhaustion, but we'll have to see if either team can lock back in here and clean up some of the mistakes here, Cray.
Yeah, definitely a lot of mental mistakes in the second half, as we have had 5 penalties combined on both teams. In that first half, you know, we only had 4. So, I mean, a lot of game left to be played as there's a ball fired to the end zone as that ball is knocked incomplete. That is Zach Evans on the defensive end knocking the ball out of the hands of the receiver.
You know, we've seen the Chargers go to the air a few more times this half. I think that's due to them being down, kind of pressing a little bit here. haven't really walked away with a lot of the success in the air, and that's why it's key to get these to second and short, third and manageable situations for the Chargers as they play a more physical, old-school style of ball.
You're exactly right. As you know, that was only the third pass attempt of this game, and now they're stuck at fourth down and 10 to go yet again. Is you're going to wonder what they see here. Do you come back with another pass, or looks like they're going to go with a little toss action? As that play doesn't really go a whole lot of anywhere. That will be gained for a gain about 3 yards, but seven too many short.
Yeah, so, number 12, Solomon Drinkard coming up with the tackle there for the Dragons. That is going to be a turnover on downs. Valley Falls has the ball with 2 minutes and 49 seconds as they hold a 26-16 lead over the Chargers. What do you think we're going to see here, Cray?
You know, I think we're gonna see them play their brand of football. And as simple as that sounds, you know, I think they're trying to just like, hey, let's run the ball. Let's milk the clock a little bit. I think we're going to come out there and see them throw the ball a little bit around more and go for those kind of chunk plays because that's what they're used to. That's what their offense is built upon. As we immediately start with Zach Evans in five wide. He's empty. He looks to throw the ball, and there it is. It's a little curl route. Breaks off one tackle. That was number 15, Duncan Alavanga, yet again.
Nice little completion there to the flat right side of the field for Evans. Kind of get the confidence going back again.
Yeah.
A little bit of momentum. Just every little bit helps. That's a gain of about 7, bringing us to the 28-yard line here.
Definitely is. That was his 6th completed pass of the game. And, of course, you know, maybe building up a little more confidence as he kind of dropped that last one, leading to an interception. No points, of course. But, you know, it's always nice to have that next ball come in. If you catch it, everything's back to normal.
Another big thing, too, is Coach calling your number again.
Yeah,
some
definitely.
Confidence in your guys.
There's a carry by Solomon Drinkard up the left side as he is able to get close to that first down marker as they're going to give it to him. That will bring a first down and 10 to go for the Dragons.
Looks like it's going to be Dragon Ball here at the 34-yard line as 2 minutes and 20 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Dragons up 10.
You know, so far not a lot of offense in the second half like we expected, but I can't say I'm too disappointed with that so far. Both teams, I mean, playing very solid on defense. No points have been allowed to this. Two receivers out left, one to the right. Evans at quarterback. Goes, throws like a little slot pass. That ball is dropped.
Seems that play is whistled dead.
You know, it looked like he might have thrown it behind the line of scrimmage, and of course that is counted as a rush, but did not look like he was all the way there.
Chargers fans wanting a fumble called there, but it was not. As we have second and 10 from about the 34-yard line.
About 2 minutes left in this third quarter of the action as Evans is going to come out. Two receivers to the left, one to the right.
Second and long here. Let's see what the Dragons dial up.
They're going to go right back to the run game here. There's one tackle broken by Drinkard as he gets right up home.
What a run there by Drinkard.
It looked like he was hit hard at the end of that play.
He was, but he gained up quite a few yards
there.
Yeah,
he did.
Shedding a couple tackles early.
Yep.
What you need to do, keep the clock rolling.
Nice
get those yards after
in there.
Contact.
Yep. That will be good for a gain of 6 yards on that one. That was his 7th carry of the night for 62 yards so far in this ball game.
Ball on the 41 here for the Dragons. We've got about a 3rd and 4 situation for them. 3rd and 4, very manageable. Have a lot of options here, can dig into the playbook, kind of pick whatever you want here, Cray.
Yeah, I definitely think you're right, but I wonder if you know, open it up more. They've definitely looked a lot more comfortable passing the ball than they have running it so far. I would kind of like to see them throw this ball around. That's what they're going to do, it looks like, and Zach Evans is going to take off and scramble with it as he goes nowhere. Looks like he might have gone right back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, not a bad little gain. Better than a negative yard play, but not quite what the Dragons wanted there. We'll see what they do here on 4th and about 4 here. You have to think it's going to be something Evans related if they elect not to punt.
they're going to grant Evans with a gain of 1 yard on that last rush attempt. As you know, it kind of seems like the Chargers have him figured out this second half.
Yeah, you know, with number 54 Dante Mako going down earlier in this third quarter, I wasn't sure how the Chargers were going to respond defensively, but they've done a really nice job up front keeping him inside the pocket.
As here's a handoff on the right side. It will be close to a first down, but not sure if he's going to have managed to get it. We'll see what
we've got some confusion. We'll see where the officials mark the spot.
They're going to call it a first down.
And that is a first down for the Dragons. Huge run. Tough run right there.
Yeah, very tough run right there. I mean, a very physical 4 yards. He kind of just kept his leg turning there and fighting for every inch he could get. The Chargers did not think that was a first down as they kind of looked mentally defeated right there after not getting that call.
As we have 45 seconds running left in the third quarter, we will see what happens here.
As Evans back in the back to quarterback, two receivers to the left, one receiver to the right, one running back in the backfield. That'll be number 8, Reeves. They look like
going option here. Gets the edge. Evans
is going to take off
across the 50-yard line.
As he's going to easily pick up that first down and go out of bounds.
Well into Charger territory. Picking up the first down there was Evans of Valley Falls.
We're going to be right at the 42-yard line of the Chargers. That means that would have been good for a gain of about 12 yards there. 121 rushing yards tonight for Evans so far.
Yeah, Craig, was that an option play, or was that just designed to run left?
It was made to look like maybe a shovel option, as you saw, you know, the running back kind of trickling behind him just a little bit, just in case things went into danger, I think. He was in trouble, but looked like he had that edge all the way, and he immediately saw that and took advantage.
Yeah, that felt like Evans all the way there from the beginning.
Go Evans back to pass, hands it off right up the middle. That's a Reeves up the left side. Jay Reeves, that run will be good for a gain of about 3 yards. Only his fourth rush of the night. That was his fourth rush, for a total of 9 yards. That will do it for the end of our third quarter. So far, the score is 26-16 in favor of the Dragons at home here in Valley Falls, as we will send it to break and be right back with you after this message.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest. Providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Kansaland Radio.
You know, and despite the bad weather tonight here at Valley Falls, we have a relatively packed game. We have fans spewing onto the track just a little bit as we start the fourth quarter. Of course, Dragons up 26-16 against the Chargers. Zach Evans back in the empty backfield. Getting ready to take the snap. Reverses it to the tight end. As he's able to get a stiff arm off, make another man miss. His helmet falls off, but he continues running on the field.
And they're going to whistle the play dead.
Probably a good thing if his helmet falls off just like that. You don't want to see a guy get hit without a helmet on.
No, especially not at this level. They're not getting paid to play. They're playing for the love of the game. Player safety issue.
Yeah, there's no real need to put yourself in that situation, Deano, get hurt like that. He's going to have to come out for a play, I'm pretty sure.
Trickers had a really nice game here on the ground, folks.
they're going to call a face mask on the Horton Chargers. That will be a 15-yard penalty and an automatic first down.
Starting off this fourth quarter with a penalty here for the Chargers, not what they wanted to see. I'd like to give a quick shout-out to the Valley Falls offensive line. Evans has remained to be relatively untouched behind the line of scrimmage, and that's a really big testament to not only his athleticism, but the big boys up front.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree on that. And only one sack this game so far for the Chargers' defense is a very impressive stint for this Dragons offensive line. Barely any time is ticked off this clock in the meantime. Evans, one of running back in the backfield, two receivers out left, hands the ball off. That's Reeves in the backfield. He's going to be spun around and dragged to the ground after a quick little gain of about three.
That's the kind of defensive play you want to see if you're a Horton Charger fan here. Quick to the football, multiple jerseys on him, nothing too far downhill.
I agree, and especially if you want to get back into this football game, I mean, you're going to need multiple plays like that in a row, and I would love to see them try to put together a little game-winning drive here, or game-winning multiple drives.
You might see some more run plays out of the Dragons here, folks. Trying to take some time off that clock as 11 minutes and 14 seconds remain in the fourth quarter of action.
As here we go. Evans at the back. Evans back to snap. Hands the ball off. Trinkard. Bounced it to the left side after, and wow, he gets horse-collared. Doesn't look like they're going to call it. It's kind of blatantly obvious there, but no call on that.
Yeah, brought it down pretty rough, but he got up right away. He is limping
off the field
a little bit here. I would imagine we see him return as towards the end there. He started to run a little bit better. Just got to get his jersey resituated on his pads there.
Yeah, gained about 14 yards there for Drinkers. As that will be, 17 yards there, as that will bring up first and goal for the Dragons.
Dragons on the 5-yard line looking in, looking to make this game just a little bit more out of reach for the Chargers here.
And especially, you know, when they get this ball 10 minutes left, you know, maybe 9, they get a stop here. It's going to be a hard game to come back from.
Two very wide receivers out to the right. Evans to the right. Bounces it outside. He loses the football, and he jumps right back on top of it. Not the play Valley Falls wanted there.
I definitely saw his vision there. I mean, it was a direct snap. He was going to take it all the way. He was kind of eyeing a receiver downfield, but decided to tuck it and run it, but just didn't get that tuck down right and kind of bounced off his shoulder.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there while he was carrying it. Maybe the ball was a little wet, got a little too excited, went up into the air, but he was able to fall on it. And that's kind of been an underrated storyline of this game, is both teams have had some trouble securing the ball, but neither team has recovered a lost fumble.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. It's only a lost two, so, you know, they're second and goal from the 7-yard line. Evans, two receivers to the right, two receivers to the left. Seen them pass a lot out of this, but also a little bit of inside zone action on the running game out of this formation. He drops back to pass. Fires into the end zone as that ball is tipped in the air. That ball is going to be...
I believe that ball is incomplete.
Looked like it was incomplete. He makes a diving attempt on that football. Looks like it just hit the ground when he was going to secure it.
He has a great effort there. Great effort. Wasn't able to come up and make a play. I know he probably wants that one back. Both guys.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, just off the hands there, a little high. Looked like he was able to get some his hands on it, but... Definitely when you're getting hit from the side like that, being able to go up, high point the ball, and bring it in, definitely a hard task.
Underrated thing to think about here, folks, is this has been a very long drive for the Dragons, which means we haven't had a fresh football in a while, so the ball may be getting a little slick here.
Definitely, and this does bring up third and goal from about the 7-yard line, as they will put two receivers out left and one to the right for the Dragons. Evans rolls to the left. Looks like he's going to throw. Stops, cuts it back upfield as he's going to be hammered by a group of Charger defenders. About 9 minutes and 22 seconds left on the clock as this is going to bring up 4th down and 7 to go till the end zone. You know, you can't really pick up a 1st down here and extend this drive. You kind of got to go for it all here.
Yep, no opportunity for a fresh set of downs here as they're going to look to make this lead just a little bit bigger here.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen an extra point attempt by either team so far in this game, so you know they're not going to kick it. I mean, you just kind of take an end zone shot, or what do you do here?
I think you put the ball in your playmaker's hands, and Zach Evans has been that player for Valley Falls all game. But probably just going to let him to see what he can cook up here, potentially call a pass. But scramble is definitely to not be ruled out.
Definitely. But so far in this half, I definitely think the Chargers have had Zach Evans' number on the scramble. Definitely not as effective in this second half, as that will be a timeout called by the Dragons. We will take a quick little break, and we will come back right after this.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
And my name is Craig Schilling, and I'm joined here with Aaron McAllister here at Valley Falls for our broadcast of some Friday Night Lights. We have the Valley Falls Dragons against the Horton Chargers. Aaron, do you want to hit us with a couple of sponsors for tonight's game?
Yeah, today's timeout sponsor is Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, perfect timeout snack.
As after that timeout, the Dragons come out. They elect to go two receivers to the right, with a tight end on the right, one receiver to the left. They look a little confused, but they get the snap off, immediate roll right, as he's going to fire back across the field for Drinkard, Solomon Drinkard,
with a touchdown reception for the Dragons. That is going to extend the lead for Valley Falls of 32-16.
And what a catch. I mean, what a play call. Made it look like he was immediately going to scramble out to the right, to the right there, and then fires it back left for an open Drinkard, as that is his second catch of the game. Of course, a 7-yard reception there. That will put him at 27 receiving yards on the game. The 2-point conversion is incoming. Evans, three receivers to the left. Running back motions out as he's going to hit the running back for almost a little screen pass. And
that was a direct snap to Drinkard there. That's Evans with the 2-point conversion on a reception right there. The quarterback getting involved in the receiving game.
Wow. So he's kind of done it all tonight.
He really has. As that 2-point conversion is good, that brings us to Valley Falls 34, Horton 16, with 8 minutes and 23 seconds remaining in the quarter.
Yeah, and after that drive, I think we're going to take a little break and come back to you with the drive summary after this.
We are excited to let you know that the Farmer State Bank is updating our Touch Banking mobile banking app to an FSB branded app.
That's Leslie Smith, Vice President of Farmer State Bank in Holton.
When you log into the Touch Banking app, you will be prompted to update the app. At that time, the new FSB app will be downloaded to your phone. Please call or come in with any questions. We'd be happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
As what a drive there from the Valley Falls Dragons, as Aaron McAllister is going to tell us a little bit about that drive.
Yeah, Cray, Valley Falls capped off a 14-play drive with a 5-yard receiving touchdown from number 12, Solomon Drinkard, and a 2-point conversion there, reception for number 30, Zach Evans. Folks, this is a 34-16 ball game with 8 minutes and 23 seconds remaining. Be sure to stick around after the game for the Community National Bank Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz immediately following this game.
As we have Zach Evans back to kick this ball off to the Chargers. I don't want to say it's impossible to come back from this, but it's not looking great down 34-16 as there's a little pooch kick to the 40-yard line as they're just going to catch it and follow right on that ball. The Charger ball right at about the 42-yard line. As you know, they got to start moving the ball with some intensity here, don't you think?
Yeah, I think we're going to see a little bit of a pickup of a pace, a little more urgency out of the Chargers here with only 8 minutes and 22 seconds remaining in this fourth quarter. They've got a little bit of ways to go, but I've seen crazier things take place.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, again, with this rain, you know, the hands team might not all be there. We've seen a drop so far, so
we've seen some drops lead to some turnovers as well.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to count them out of this game yet, for sure. But 8 minutes, 22 seconds on the clock. Chargers ball at their own 42-yard line. There'll be one running back in the backfield. That'll be Hooper.
We've got a whistle blowing the play dead before the ball could be snapped.
Looks like that's going to be a false start, so that will delay a game, excuse me, on the Chargers. That is their fourth penalty of this half, fifth total this game.
Yeah, you know, and that really doesn't help cut the deficit that they've found themselves in. Got to play perfect football the rest of the way if they want to make this comeback.
No, and I 100% agree. You can't keep beating yourself up on mental mistakes such as this. So one running back, as it is a fake handoff, up to the right side and then cut it back to the middle by the quarterback. Be gained for about 6 yards by Moman. As that will bring up second down and about 9 yards to go. I mean, what do you think? Would you like to see them throw the ball a little bit here, or what's your thoughts on this?
Well, I think they may have to, Cray. They may have to air the ball out a little bit here in the rest of this fourth quarter. It's going to take a little bit of luck, I feel like. We got a little bit more pre-snap movement. See who this one's called on. This is going to be a false start against the Chargers. Another penalty there for the Chargers, bringing them up to a grand total of 5 for the second half
alone. And all 5 of those penalties have been false start penalties.
Yeah, they've been pre-snap, and that's just something you can't have.
Definitely, definitely not, especially if you want to make a comeback in this game. Chargers football. Second and about 14 to go. One running back in the backfield. They're going to hand it off on motion play. As we get a little cut up back upfield, jukes out one defender, and he's tackled down right around the 51-yard line.
Huge play there for the Chargers, Cray. Huge play.
Definitely a huge play. That was number one, Zach Bowler running that ball.
Folks, make sure to stick around for the Community National Bank Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz immediately following your game. That is going to be appointment viewing. I know both those guys are going to absolutely kill it in the post-game score roundup. And here we have the Chargers running the ball, and the ball is out. The ball is out, and the Dragons are going to recover. The Dragons are going to recover. That is a lost fumble, first lost fumble of the game, recovered by an opposing team. And that's a momentum play. And 11 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter.
And like you were saying, I mean, the rain definitely will play a factor for one of these teams. We've seen both teams fumble the ball. None of them have lost one yet. But, of course, Grant Meyer on that fumble recovery, as he's also kind of done everything tonight, leading with a team leading at 58 receptions, or receiving yards on 3 receptions, and a fumble recovery now. That will be the Dragons' ball from their own 42-yard line, first and 10 to go.
34-16 ball game.
Evans takes the snap, hands it right up the middle. That's Solomon Drinkard up the middle, gained for about 6 yards on that carry. He looked great. You know, right before that fumble, I was going to say how good of a game Zach Bowler has had on the ground so far.
Yeah, he's done really well this game. The offensive line for Horton has been really, really good.
They have been solid. He had 17 carries for 17 carries for 113 yards on the night. I mean, obviously the game is not over, so that could increase. But, you know, you've got to assume here that Valley Falls is going to kind of milk as much clock as they possibly can here.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they stick to the ground here, Cray. Try to milk that clock, pick up a few more first downs, kind of ice the game.
Yeah, as it looks like Drinker is the back. They get a little tight end motion here. Be a lead blocker. He fumbles the ball.
See who comes up with this one, folks. That is a fumble on the field.
And it looks like they're going to motion it as...
We've got some of the Chargers celebrating, and it looks like number 66 comes up with the ball. That looks like Chandler Newman for the Chargers recovering that fumble, as we've got Charger ball coming the other way.
Wow. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, kind of worked out in their favor to fumble that first time. I mean, they got better field position this time, and look to start this drive all over again.
Yeah, starting with the ball right before that looks like just past the 50-yard line.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens here. Of course, they're at the opponent's 46-yard line. They're going to hand it to Fuller on the outside run.
Breaks a couple tackles. Ends up picking up a really good chunk of yards there. It looks about to be a gain of 4 yards, maybe 5 there, Cray.
Yep, right down on the opponent's 42-yard line, so we'll call it a gain of 4. Nothing to complain about that. That was his 18th carry of the game. Now good for 117 yards.
Let me tell you, that's a pretty effective game on the ground, Cray.
Yeah, not a lot to be desired there. I mean, you can't ask for a better game than that from someone. Anytime you go over 100 yards, I mean, great feeling.
I'm going to give some credit to the big boys up front. They have been great off the line of scrimmage for the Chargers here. As we have a run to the... We got a keeper up the middle.
That will be Moman. Down to about the 35-yard line, as it looks like he had enough for the first down there. And they look like they will be moving the chain.
Number 12, Solomon Drinker for the Dragons, making that play there just a little bit late as the Chargers are able to pick up a first down and maybe a little momentum with 5 minutes remaining here in this ball game. 34-16, Valley Falls on top.
Definitely. Has he got Moman back to pass? He's going to throw it. Decides to pull it down.
Ball is out on the ground.
That ball is out again.
We'll see who comes up with this one. That is a fumble on the field. It looked like Horton came up with that one.
It did look like Horton came up with that one. If you saw there, that was number 12. Solomon Drinker kind of reached around and was able to pop that ball out from the side.
Jackson Moman able to recover that fumble right there. Keep the Chargers' drives and hopes alive as 4 minutes and 22 seconds remain here in the fourth quarter of play here from Valley Falls.
You know, I like their idea to kind of go aggressive there, give them a pass look as the quarterback decided to pull down and keep it. But there's a little motion play outside of the tackles as that's going to be a Buller cutting it up the field. He's going to break outside, but he's brought down just at about the 10-yard line.
Zach Buller kind of breaking that one open there, Cray. Huge game with a little jet sweep from the left side off that motion there. And that's a huge momentum play.
That is
a huge momentum
play.
They start to claw back into this one.
That was a gain of about 23 yards there.
Moving the chain with exactly 4 minutes left to go.
As we're going to see what happens. Ball's at the 11-yard line. Fuller goes back to him again as he swallowed up right at the line of scrimmage.
Some great backside blocks there for the Chargers as I saw a couple Dragons on the ground there. But still not a great gain for the Chargers as they're going to look to try to punch this one in here, folks, with 3 minutes and 25 seconds remaining. 34-16 ball game. Valley Heights on top. With Horton driving a little bit here, Cray.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, they score and get two here, and then score and get two again. It's not going to be quite enough. So I basically think they're kind of going for pride at this point, kind of take something. Maybe they find something they like in this possession, and they bring it to the next week and make them a better team.
Well, you know, Cray, they've done some really nice things tonight.
They definitely
I don't
have.
Think the scoreboard reflects how well they've actually played tonight. They've done some really nice things up front offensively with the offensive line, especially as we have a carry up the middle. And he's going to be brought down just before the goal line, it looks like. That was number 20, Dalton Noyce, for the Chargers, bringing the ball down to what looks to be
the 3-yard line.
Give or take.
Maybe the 4. Either way, it's going to bring up third down, gain of about 8 on that carry.
Third down and 1 to go for the Chargers with 2 minutes and 25 seconds remaining. As that is a touchdown, Chargers.
That will be it. Number 2 for Horton, Jackson Moman.
excuse me, that was Zach Buller, number one, getting into the end zone for that touchdown from about 3 yards out, just kind of sneaking it right up the middle, kind of went in, no effort at all, as he's up to 148 rushing yards on the game. Now, pending this two-point conversion, we'll either make this a 34-22 game or a 34-24 game. They're going to give the ball to Noyce up the right side.
Looks like he's going to get in, and he is in for two. 34-24 ball game here. Valley Falls, still on top with 2 minutes and 21 seconds remaining.
And if you notice that second little effort from Noyce there, as he's able to kind of shrug off that one tackle and reach into the end zone while he's getting dragged, was really the effort there that was able to help them score on that two-point conversion. But we'll be right back with the drive summary after this short message.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KNZA.
My name is Craig Schilling, and I'm joined here with Aaron McAllister out here in Valley Falls, Kansas. And for our drive summary, Aaron, take it away.
Yeah, Horton capped off a seven-play scoring drive with a two-yard rushing touchdown by number one Zach Buller of the Chargers, bringing this to a 34-24 ball game. With the Dragons still on top, we have about 2 minutes and 20 seconds remaining.
Of course, our drive summary is always presented by Wilson Tires. When selection and service matter the most, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tires in Holton. As you got to be expecting an onside kick here from Horton, right?
Yeah, you do, Craig. There's some room here for some shenanigans, as some would say. With the field being wet, the hands team on the field, never know what kind of hop it's going to take with the ground being as wet as it is.
No, I totally agree with that. You know, and the ball is going to be a little slippery as soon as it touches that ground, so we're going to see what we got going here. That's up in the air and caught and fall on.
Yeah, it wasn't a terrible-looking onside kick, but it was recovered by number one of the Dragons, Colin Carney. Sophomore there making the play and dropping to a knee as soon as he caught it here. 2 minutes, 21 seconds, 10-point ball game. Valley Falls on top. We're going to see what they do here for the rest of this game, if they can get a first down or two.
And you got to assume, I mean, basically, they just run out the rest of this ball game. But, you know, I liked what I saw from both teams here tonight. I mean, a high-scoring game. It was fun to watch the whole way through. I mean, a couple different plays, and I think this is a completely different ball game.
Yeah, both teams did some really nice things on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, we've talked all night about the quarterback from Valley Falls, Zach Evans. He's had a phenomenal game, but there have been some other really key contributors, as number 65 for the Chargers, 66, is going to make a huge stop in the backfield. That is a big loss of yard play. Big stop coming from the Chargers,
as we have a player slow to get up on after that play. Look like the ball carrier there.
That's number 56, Sean Grant of the Chargers, making that huge stop behind the line of scrimmage, as we've got second and about 12 or 13 yards here with a 1:45 left to go in the game.
That was Solomon Drinker there, a little slow to get up, shaken up a little after that play.
It's been a very physical game.
It has been. Not a lot of tackles for loss for the Chargers defense so far, but that is another one. As Evans awaiting the snap, two receivers out right, one to the left. Decides he's just going to run it himself. And he's going to stay in bounds and try to take a slide there, but kind of get hit at the end of that play.
I believe he stays in bounds there as the clock is still rolling.
Yep, definitely want to milk as much possession as possible, or clock management as possible here, to kind of get this game over and send everyone home for the night.
A minute and change left here, as we are seeing about a third and a long 10 here for the Dragons.
Yeah, and you definitely got to wonder, I mean, do you think they throw this ball here, just try to pick up the first and end it, or do you think they run the ball and kind of just...
I don't think you put the ball in the air here. That creates plenty of opportunities for chaos to unfold right in front of us here. You keep the ball on the ground here. potentially even punt the ball away after that one, or just kneel it out the clock. As 35 seconds remain here in the fourth quarter. Third and 11 here for the Dragons on their own 46-yard line.
Number 8, A.J. Reese in the game, but it was a direct snap to Evans, as Evans is just going to take the ball and go up for a gain of about 1 yard, and it doesn't really matter. So it looks like that will be the end of our ball game, as there's about 10 seconds left, and the players take off their helmets, and they're heading for the sideline, and the Dragons are up, as this is their first win of the season.
Yeah, this is a huge win for them. As I said, both teams did some really nice things, but this is a confidence-boosting win for the Valley Falls Dragons here at home. Their first home game of the season, giving their fans something to look forward to for the rest of the year, as they come out with a 10-point victory, 34-24, over the Horton Chargers.
And, of course, they've got a lot to be excited about. I mean, their team played phenomenal tonight. They were fun to watch, and on offense, they looked almost unstoppable. So, I mean, heading to the next week, you got to feel a lot more confident. Of course, picking up that first win on the season has got to feel great. And it's almost like a weight on your shoulder has been lifted. You know what I mean?
No, you're exactly right, Gray. You're exactly right. Valley Falls moving to 1-2 as we are a quarter away through the year. Horton's still chasing that first victory on the year. We'll see if they can't get it next week, Gray.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And we'll be right back with the post-game show after these quick messages.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets satisfaction.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
ABN Telephone Company, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with JBN Telephone Company. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact JBN Telephone Company today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
KNZA.
My name is Craig Schilling, and I'm joined here with Aaron McAllister out here in Valley Falls for a little post-game show. We would like to start it off with a little bit of scoring updates brought to you by Whole House Auto House in Fairview. How many Whole House Auto House vehicles have you seen today? As we have Holton winning 47-0 against Hiawatha with 2 minutes and 55 seconds left in the third. A mercy rule in the third quarter, Axtell 52, Clifton Clyde 6. Nemaha up 26-0 after 3. Holton 47-14 final, Atchison ended up winning 77-7 against Harmon. And Sabetha beat Jeff West 50-14. Now, of course, we have to do the player of the game crowning, and I think there's no doubt in my mind who gets it today. Yeah, Cray, our player of the game here is number 30, Zach Evans of Valley Falls. He had an absolutely phenomenal game. He was all over the field. He kicked off. He threw the ball well. He ran the ball even better. Yes, he had 15 carries for a total of 122 yards. And then throwing the ball, he had 118 yards, including in a crazy Hail Mary to end out the end of the first half. But no doubt in my mind, and going forward for these teams, I mean, what do you see in the future?
You know, I think both teams are going to see a lot of improvement. I saw some really great things from both teams tonight. I think Valley Falls has a lot of things to build off of a win, get some confidence under the belt. And Horton did some really great things, I saw. Offensive line played very, very well today, just not the result they wanted.
And that will do it for me and Mr. McAllister here in Valley Falls. So we would like to thank you for listening, and until next time, have a good night.
KNZA.